Demonology, Physical Ruin. This message by Brother William Mario Mbrana was delivered on Monday afternoon, June 8, 1953, at the Roberts Park Amphitheater in Connersville, Indiana, USA. Oshuta sashe twani mukhalelo wa mweru thuni muthakola wa munna William Mario Mbrana olaleri wese kunto hiu mahiku yetaka 8 mweri wa junho 1953 wa amfiteatro Roberts Park o Connersville, Indiana, wa America.
This is the first time I've ever did it in any of my meetings since I've been on the field. This is a new time.
Bano mio, olapuka thiwopa chera kitongkwaka wira mwakhula mithukumano saka okhumoka thi kinkhalaka vapuwani oloka thi musia.
Brother Baxter is gone and Brother Bosworth in India or in Africa. Brother Baxter, I don't know where he's at. He's gone somewhere. And the rest of them's out and gone.
Munna Baxter oroa ni munna Bosworth oru hintia ahiso Africa. Nto munna Baxter nkisuen lo turi awe. Owa rongweni puronlo. Na akina aya akuma aroa.
And Billy and I are here alone. So we're just having a great time. This rice, slaying and eating.
Nto Billy ni mio nri no mekihu. Tivoni nkala no katimulu pale pahi. Ovenya pahi uiva nukura.
So, We kind of feel like it. Maybe we can, with the help of the Lord, we could carry the meeting right on to yourself.
Vano ni nona ntoko kino ni noweria ni mukali herio apuya na amuero keleli hoholo mutukumano mansihu.
That's the reason I'm glad to see go over a little bit. For that one reason, I believe the Lord will help us do it.
Mahawaiyeyo kinteli waka murima wona wira wovira vakani mahawaiyeyo kukupali wira apuya no ni kali heria wira ni ire.
Now, you know, I love my management. I have some lovely brethren, Bosworth, Baxter, Lindsay, Moore, all's got five of them, Baron Bonnenberg.
Vano, mosuela wira yokala, anni kisivela mati ministratoriaka, kirinashin no pentea, Bosworth, Baxter, Lindsay, Moore, otene, akala tanoa yao, Baron von Blomberg.
They're just very fine men. But there's just something about when you get a group of men together, one has one thing, one has another. Sometimes that's contrary to what I think myself.
Awa ture era murima. Masio kale tui mosa, wira na tukumana runikuru na atu, moson kala ne tu, mukino kala ne kina, imara sikina, eo tiovirikana ni itu kinupu elaka mansaka.
So, I feel like I'm just free now. We can just have a big time. Mm-hmm. Just roll up our sleeves and just dive in and eat.
Tivomio. Mio kinona wira kota puavano. Nino were okala no katimulu pale. Okuna miono pahi. Ohika cha miheya wira nilie.
I think about rolling up your sleeves and having a big time. My first Bible was nature. I learned God through nature.
Kini upu elani nyu okuna miono sanyu nukala na o katimulu pale. Biblia yako opacherea yari patu. Mio kimushunte muluku muhinawe patu.
And I love to fish. I love to fish. You like to fish, sonny boy? If you like to fish and love your mother, you're going to make a good boy.
Ni mio kisivelo miseria. Moto kisivela yo miseria. Ni nyono sivela no miseria shana. Wo sivela ka no miseria ni wapenta meanyu. Munro kala mira vo mosore era murima.
And even my conversion didn't take it all out of me.
Atoru kun shawaka murima kokumin he vo malela mwamio.
So one day I was up in the mountains of fishing away. I said for the benefit of this little boy.
Tivoni hiku ni mosaka arimi yako ni kimisereaka, banuela tiafaita pahi wa mammi ravola.
And I was fishing up there in the mountains, and for the other little kiddies, of course, sitting around.
Ntokira kimisereaka u miyako ni, nto washina mwana kina vekeka ya mpanya ni yavava.
And I was fishing trout, and oh, it's wonderful in the springtime, I go along there, and there's trout just in the next hole, you know, like that.
Nto mio ka miserea iho patruta, nto o tiore erokati wepovo, mio kamuro asisa lento ya hika leho paturu tehime kina mosue la siso.
Just praising the Lord and having a big time. Shout sometimes, drop my line down.
Nto kato topela kapuya ni kikalanako kati woha kalala. Kani kuela imara sikina. Kani morosha mukoyaka.
I believe in shouting. Hey man, I sure do. Because I know something gets a hold of me. It just does something to me.
Mio kinna aminu kuela. Ame. Veke kai kinna amini. Okala wira kosuela wira yokale twini kivara nuki rihe tu pahi.
So I've been gone quite a little bit that morning, and when I come back, the strangest thing, there's a lot of bear in the country up there in New Hampshire.
Tivoka amuru avakani vosi isule, ntokati wa atika aka etu yoti kinihasha, kasirere ikaya mapuro ale iwe, oni uampishaya.
I had a little camp up there where I fish at. I had a little old tent setting up, a little old pup tent I've been living in.
Ko kala na nipuro na amukani note kavo mushasha weiwe, weiwe miseri akao, ka hikala na hema ya amukani yokoliwe, hema ya amukani mwakala akamu.
And a black bear is the most mischievous thing there is. So an old mother bear and a couple of little cubbies that got in there and had they made havoc of my tent.
Ntwekaya yoripa, titu yotamale ekanle. Vano, ekaya mama na ashana, yaro kila samemmo, kuka kanyule hemaka.
Now what do you think I ought to have done to that bear, little girl back there with that red hair back there? I ought to have got after him really, shouldn't I?
Vano munupu elawira karua wirihani kayele, mwari usulo tuliwe, oshere amaihi otuliwe, mio veke kaikahano mutara, nkarina.
But here's what she done. She come in, she tore my tent down, and she scattered everything out, and eat up all my food I had there, and she's just doing fine.
Basi okale tuira yawe, o aroke la kupwenyule hemaka, kumarashele otaitu sotene, kulia yoli aka yotene karina akame, vano onore rapahi.
So when I come up, away she went, and she squealed to her cubs. And one little cub run off with her, and the other went and run. He just sat there.
Vano varuiaka o kuroa. Ntokunla wihana kashana awe. Vano mwasha na mosakuroa ni iyo. Ntomukina katuno roa. Kuhala kila antene vavale.
And his back turned to me like this. And he was doing something. Now I didn't have nothing in my hand but a little old hand axe. I've been chopping around with some elders down there.
Akiruku nwenle tulisa. Ni aniretu, vano mio nkarina tetu mmatata ni mwaka wohi kale paso ya amukani. Mio kaheta kikitaka mirika mosakamo sasa sapukeru vale.
Well, sure enough, how far is, oh, I guess, that telephone pole out there. And she sat down.
Ahe, kutia wantoko, kinona mpaka ni poto onle na telefoni vate vale kukilati.
She squealed this little old bear and he didn't pay attention to it. He just kept sitting.
Oo kutu urumaihanake kaela ya amukani. Vano ewa tochaliwa. Kukale kilantene vavale tu.
I thought, what's that little fellow doing? I walked up a little closer and I was afraid to get too close, afraid she'd scratch me. So.
Mio kupuela. Mwamu kani ulo nira ni. Kwata mela vakiviru. Kanovo mwata melasha omovo kiwa rakula. Nto.
I couldn't see a tree and I know she could climb too, so I didn't want to get too close to her because I know the nature of bear.
Mio nkawere ona mwiri ni kosuela wira nuo kawere oela. Tivo, ninkatuno mwata melasha, okala wira kinisuela mukale loe kaya.
So, I went just a little bit closer, and you know what happened?
Vano, kwata mela vakani paahi, ntomosuela akumelenle.
Now, I like pancakes. How many of you boys like pancakes? Boys too. I've seen them put their hands up. We all like pancakes, and I just love them. And I like to pour honey on them.
Vano kisi vela mikate, akaviwa nyuwashi miravo sinasi vela mikate, oh, ulu, oh, mio, amiravo sinna sivela nave. Ko wono vensha matata, hiyo tene sinni ni sivela mikate, ni mioki sivela, nuki sivelo helo ravo.
Being a Baptist, you know, that's what keeps us straightened out, you know, is the honey, you know.
Kiriaka mupati ista, mosuela, tie yuen nikali horatene, mosuela, oravo, mosuela.
So, and listen, I don't sprinkle them, I really baptize them, I really pour it on where it's really good and heavy.
Tivo, ni muiwe. Mio nkinto nyerea, kinoo pati sapahi, mio kinoo yeheri ampako kala sosi vanisole mela.
I don't just sprinkle a little bit here and there, I really pour it on them, get them all filled up with honey.
Mio nkinito nyerea vakani vani vale, kinoo yeheria, kinikali hasosa reoravo sotene.
And then, you know, I had a bucket of honey up there, a half a gallon bucket of honey, and bears are very fond of honey.
Vano ntomosuela, kaaikala na muchoma mmosa wa arino ravo vale, nusu nekalau yoravo. Vano, ikaya sinni siveliwa na oravo.
So this little fellow had got in there and got the lid off that bucket of honey. And he was sitting there like this with this little bucket of honey under his arm like this. He got the...
Tivomu amu kanula, kukelame, kukumihetielo ya muchomole oravo. Nuwo akilanti vavale sa, ni muchomola muamu kani oravo. Bativa muono awe sa, o arina, nto.
He didn't know how to eat it like you would, you know. So he just stuck his little paw down in and lick it like that. And lick it...
O kasuela mota olia, ntokosi niri waya mosuela, tivo wakeli hawe ntata nawe nulata siiso, nulata.
And he turned around to look to me, and his little eyes was all matted together, his little belly was just as thick as it could be with honey.
Vano kuru kunua kukiweha, Nto maitu awe makani utene ya hikunelea. Erukulu awe ya mukani ya riota puan tokosa awere aneaya. Nuravo.
He was just sitting there jucking his hand down and licking honey. Like that's just as hard as he can lick.
Oa akila antevala ke liha kantata nawe nuulato ravo siisale. Alataka ntokosa awere awe.
Oh my. I thought about a good old time Holy Ghost meeting when we just get the bucket open, stick our hand down a jar and lick away. Just keep on going. Just licking away.
Oh, ulu, mio kupu wela mutuku mano wakala yuwa eroho yowaria, okatu mtuku lahu mchoma kukeli hantata na humwapu ni nulata, nakelela mosuela nilataka.
And you know what the funny thing was, though, after that little fella got as much as he could, he left the bucket down and run off out there. You know what happened?
Ni mosuele tusheni ya riote hokatene yowo, numala mwamu kanu ulo yavanchene ntokosa wenri yawe, ahii ya mchoma vati kuru watia waka iwe, mosuela ya kumelele.
The mother bear and the other little bear got to licking him. Getting the honey off.
Ekaya mama ni mwamu kanu ule mukina kupa cheromula tasa ekumihako ravwene.
Well, maybe our meeting will be something on that order, I hope. So we can just keep telling others and the glory of God falling upon us. All right.
Vano ahe kinomutuku manoa hunro kalasiso. Kini roromela wira nitikele na ahimere kakina nuvua wa muluku ni morele. Varera.
I'm glad to see you little children out. I like to tell you something like that, and maybe tomorrow afternoon we have more time and we can talk a little more. And we'll talk to Dad and Mother now about something.
Koteli wa murimo ona ni nyua na mwane, okisivela ole elani itusi iso, nto kinomelo shekuwa nino kala nokati wa wata, nino were olavu la vakani to, nto ninro olavu la na papa na mama vano mwahawe tuimo sa.
We're going to talk on demonology. In Psalms 103:1-3, we read these verses.
Ninro olavu la mwahawe oshuta sashe tuani, mwama salmu sentu itresh un mpaka tresh, ninsoma iversi kuluia.
Most every minister and clergyman or Bible reader knows them by heart.
Arume yanchene na ana mukuto wala ana musoma Biblia anisuela seyova murimani.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Mwatoto pelapuya o munepaka nisotene sirimwamiyo sivuwihensina naya no waria.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all of thine iniquity, who healeth all of thy diseases.
Mwatoto pelapuya o munepaka ni muhilia la temo sawa sova hasaya. Tia wanlevele la sote kasanyu sotene, amvoni haireta sanyu sotene.
I want you to notice there, it was an all. Who forgiveth all of thine iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases. Now can we bow our heads just a moment?
Kintuna wira nwehevo, wira ya hikalavo sotene. Ya wanlevele la sote kasanyu sotene, ya wanvoni haireta sanyu sotene. Vano nurami hemuruka tivakani pahi.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee this afternoon for being out here. We thank Thee for these little children that's sitting around. They're the men of tomorrow and women, if there is a tomorrow, if Jesus tarries.
Vano, tite awirimu, hiyo ninno shukuru ninyuo shekuola, mwahao kalava. Hiyo ninno shukuru ninyuo, mwahao anamwane ala shikana kila atanse vava. Awo tashi lopwa na melo, na atiana, na kalaru ni hiku na melo. Yesu apisavale.
And now, Father, we pray that you'll bless us now as we're talking now on your word and about the great enemy we have, Satan.
Ntovano titi, hiyo nimveke la wira, wira nyuo munireri hevano, okatun lavu lahu vano maswanyu, ni mwahawa ngwana ni mulu pale hiyo rinahu, satana.
We pray, God, that you'll let us put a front out, a mechanized unit here, the power of God that will withstand him tonight in every inch of his ground, Lord.
Hiyo ninni veke la muluku, wira nyuo munituni heria ni kalomi holi wa ekaruma ye kotova, owerea wa muluku onro omviri kanyo hii ula, makula mpwa heri onro awe wira puia.
And showing that he don't have no legal rights at all, that Christ defeated him in our stead there at Calvary.
Ni mmoni he wira korina ihaki ya malamulo nakala, wira Kristu mushinto puro ahu iwe o Calvario.
When he died and he spoiled principalities and robbed Satan of ever his power that he had.
Okatu uo kuyawe, nuwo waka makulu pale ni omuru la satana kula, kulo owerea warina awe.
And God give us wisdom and understanding now to know and to explain to the people how that they might know how to be healed and to defeat Satan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Ntomuluku, munivaha nkili ni wiwa sana vano, wira ni suwele ni wata pule la atu mota kanlia yosuwe laka mota wovo ni hiwa numushinta satana. Mwansina na Yesu nini vekela. Amen.
Now for a few minutes we go to speak on demonology. You hear so much about demons.
Vano mwaminutu vakani ninrola vula mwahawa oshuta saa shetwani. Vani iwi wavancheno himu wa shetwani.
Now tomorrow afternoon we'll probably finish up. I wanted 2 days of this week anyhow to preach on this. Or 2 days for afternoon services to talk on this.
Vano meelo sheku wakinoninoa maliha. Katuna mahiku manle ya sumana yela mwakule namuna. Wira kilalere yela pahi. Wala mahiku manli amiteko soo shekuwa. Wira kilavule yela.
Now, the first thing, what a demon is. You hear so many people talking about a demon.
Vano, etuyo opachera ele kanle shetwani. Vani iwi watuancheno lavula mwaha wa shetwani.
Well now, a demon, devil, all comes from one word, and in the English it's called tormentor. A fellow that torments is a devil, an evil one.
Ahe, vano, shetwani, munepa otakala, so tene sinruwa manulu monimosa. Ntomo enkelesi oniha ni wana mahosha. Mutu onihosha ati shetwani, otakala.
He say, now the Bible today is, to many people, is some old back book that grandpa and grandma read or something like that.
Oh, nira, vano, biblio lelo, wanchene, watwanchene, elivuru ya kalai apapu na pipa nsomaya, wale tuntoko yeyo.
There's not much to it. It's for the old folks and so forth. But that's wrong. It's for everybody.
Kivwate tu ya maana mwa yeyo, tiatwa kalai nisiso, masiovonyea, tiatu tene.
And demons are tormentors that torment us.
Ni ashetwani tana mahosha nihosha.
Now there is demons that comes into the soul of man. And that is in the phraseology, that would be in the, I'd say this though. The demon that comes into the soul is something that torments the soul.
Vano, akala shetwana nkela munepa ni mwamutu. Nto eyoti, mwamolumo, eyo ya rokala mwa e, nya, mio karo himiela. Wira shetwani onkela munepa ni etunihosha munepa.
Many times you can see a person maybe of insanity. Now they may be yet a converted person, filled with the Holy Spirit, and yet be totally insane. See?
Imara sinchene, vani werane omona mutu kino elolo. Vano, potu kala muturu kunshale murima, osare roho yowaria, nya kukale elolo vomalela, munona.
That's right. That has nothing to do with the soul. It's a tormentor. See? Something that torments them.
Ewe ke kai, eyo kerina nata ni munepa. Oo na mahosha, mone, etwina ahosha.
Now all sickness, we have to find first, that all sickness came from the devil. God is not the author of sickness. No sickness comes from God.
Vano, ireta sootene, nihana tokosue la wira, ireta sootene sinkuma wa shetwani. Muluku kahiyo mwanene ireta, kiwerete nkuma wa muluku.
God sometimes permits Satan to put sickness on you as a whip to bring you back to the house of God when you've disobeyed.
Muluku imara sikina ono mutunihera satano helereta mwanyuo, ntokwe washusho, wira yohoko loshereni mpani mamuluku, okati muhini welelanyu.
But sickness in its beginning come from the devil.
Masireta mwaopachere waya ekumewa shetwani.
Could you imagine a person would believe that God, our Heavenly Father, would be the author of such a thing as sickness and death?
Mwamweri omutokelela mutuna amini wira muluku titi hwa wirimu amukala mwanene tuntokoreta nukwa.
Well, no, he isn't. Never was. Never will be.
Ahe nari. O kahiyo. Kona kaleke ni kankala kala kalaka.
God permits death because of disobedience. God permits death.
Muluku ni tuniheri okwa mwaha wohi iwelela. Muluku ni tuniheri okwa.
As one writer said, all that death can do, God harnessed it to a buggy, and it pulls us into the presence of God, a believer. But the word death means separation.
Ntokona male pamose ira yawe, yote no kwangwere aya wira, muluku ukurusha kuhela mukaroni, vano owo niro ihoholo wa muluku, mulipo wamini, masinulu mokwa, ni himyo vala anyiwa.
Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him and sent me hath everlasting life.
Yesu himye wira, olo niwa maswaka ni onimwami nulo kirume, onokhala ne kumihinimala.
He said, I am the resurrection life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Nuwo himia mio ki ohihimua ekumi. Olo nikami ni mio atana kwaru onokhala mukumi. Nulori ne kumi ni onikami ni mio kankwato.
And we pack the bodies of each other over the saintless of our graves. But he shall never die.
Nto hiyo nini kusha irutu ya mmosani mukwawe, mwaere relo ya mahiyahu. Masuo kankwato.
Now if you watch when he spoke of Lazarus, he said, Lazarus sleepeth.
Bano nyuo mwawe havale, okati uwa muhimi yawe Lazarus, owo irale, Lazarus no rupa.
The disciples, man like we are, they said, oh, if he sleepeth, he doeth well. He meant taking a rest, what they thought.
Awishuti atuntoko hiyo au kwira o akalawiro no rupa mukumi o himye omumula etwao yupu elaya.
But he'd come and talk to them in their language. He said, he's dead, but you believe. But said, I go waking, waking.
Masuo kurwa kwa lela mwamalavu leluaya o kwira ohokwa ele nami nianyu. Masikwira meo kinoroa kamuvenshe, kamuvenshe.
See, when you're death means separate.
Munona, munona, nyuo mwakala, okwa enihimyo vala anya.
Now, if one of you should, one of your family die or something, he is, if it's converted, they're not dead.
Vano, vakanle wira mmosa wanyuo, mmosa amwe musi ni mwanyu onimokwa, waletu, ori, akalaru uru kunsha murima, o kakwie.
They're dead in the humanistic standpoint, but they're just separated from us, but they're in the presence of God.
Oho kwa mamone lo wa mutu. Masuo roo valana ni hiyo pahi, masuruho olo wa muluku.
They're not dead and they can't die. It's impossible for them to die.
Kakuye ni kakanlo kwaka, tiohi werane ya wao kwa.
Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment but has passed from death to life. So he can't die.
Yesu himye wira. Olo niwa maswaka ni onimami nulo kirume onokala nekumi hinimala. Nikanla muliwa. Masuvira mokwa ni kupwa nyekumi. Tivo kokanlo kwaka.
Anything that's immortal, eternal, it can't perish. It's imperishable life. He's got it because God has given it to him.
Etupi itu kanleo hikwa ehinimala kekanlo pwete yaka. Ewe kumihini pwete ya. Owo okala na yeyo okala wira muluku umuvaha.
And not meritorious. It's unconditional. God gives it to him.
Nikahi, kahi omu panela tini, tivohi tuneetu, muluku no muva hayeyo.
God called. No man could come to God except God called him. Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father calls him, draws him.
Muluku nihana, kavongweri oroa muluku, ahikanle wira muluku roa muihana. Yesu himia, kavongweri oroa miyo, ahikanle wira titiaka no muihana, ano muruha.
Is that right? So it's God and all. Maybe tomorrow afternoon we'll get a little bit more on that because we want to get this thing of disease to you so that you'll see that.
Ekekai, tivoti muluku maotene, kinomelo shekuwa nino hima vowata vakani yeyo, okala wira kintuna kiruhe tuila ya ereta, wanyuo, wira nyuo moneyo.
There was a time when we become germatized and our great-grandfather, you know that, doctor knows that.
Wahi kalokati, wakanli ahu irukuruku, mwamu hapu hapu ahu. Nyuo mosuwe leo, meti kuni suwe leo.
Well, you do too, you Bible readers. You know the germ of life started in your great-grandfather to becoming a germ and come out to your grandfather, then into your father, and then to your mother, and where you are now. That's right.
Ahe, nyuo nave, nyuo anam musoma Biblia, mosuwe la wire ropoye kumi, epachenre mwamu hapu hapu anyu, okale rukuruku, ntokure viraka mwapu hapu anyu, vano mpaka mwati tianyu, nto mpaka mwame anyu, ni vatu varianyu vano, tiyeyo.
Scripture even teaches that. Here's the scripture for you. If you want, I believe it said that Levi paid tithes when he was in the loins of Abraham, which was his great-grandfather. Is that right? So see the germ become back there.
Yole mpwa teni shuti hayeyo. Va eri yole mpwa wanyuo matunavale. Kukupa liwira, ehimye wira levi ahili vasanamuloko, okati wari awe mutana ni mwabrahamu. Yowu arimu hapu hapu awe. Ekekai, tivo, mwone, eropoya akanilo tuliu.
But your souls were made up before the foundation of the world when God created man in his own image. Spirit of man.
Masimine pasanyu, sipakiwo hina tupatu shi olu mwenku. Okati muluku wa mupatu nshawe mutu, aila taniha kayo mwanene, eroho ya mutu.
Not a man in his own image, but man in his own image. See?
Kahi mutu mmosa aila taniha kayo mwanene, masi mutu aila taniha kayo mwanene, munona.
And then he made them male and female. Before he ever had a man in the dust of the earth.
Vanontoa hapa kamulopwa na nimuthiana. Owa hinatu toko kala na mutu muthani welapo ya vathi.
Wish we had a chance this afternoon to take a time and go back into that. You see how God, now it's between the line, but when you see it, it comes right up with the line.
Kani tunanikala nokatu shekuola. Okushokati ahunu utikela yeyo. Mone pahi mota muluku. Vano eri muhina muhina. Masi mona vale. Ewe norua muhina mwene. Munona.
How that God back in the beginning what he did there and how he moved down into the earth and how that he made man in his image.
Mota muluku otuliwa opacherani etuwa irajawe u ni mota owa kuruwe njawe vatini mota owa amupankawe mutu aila taniha kayo.
And then God turned around was made in the image of man to redeem man.
Vanonto muluku kurukunuwa kupaki walatanihi waka mutu wira mopole mutu.
Now when God made man in his image, he was a spirit man.
Vano okati muluku mupankiawe mutu, aila taniha kayo, o ariroho mutu.
And then there was no man to till the soil, then he created man out of the dust of the earth.
Ntoka kanle mutu uira limeke taya, ntoo kumpatusha mutu vatani welapo ya vati.
A chronologist and so forth, and these people search and get old bones and so forth, and believe in evolution.
Vano alipo toko sokati na akina na atuala mpavela sanukusha makuva kala nisikina ni anami ni puaherio.
I believe in the right kind of evolution. Man evolutes from himself, but not all from oneself.
Meo kinami ni namuna eke kaiye puaherio. Mutuni ni puaha mansawe. Masikahu tene mairuku ruku imosa.
No, sir. Because a bird has been a bird ever since God made him a bird. And a monkey's been a monkey. A man's been a man. That's right.
Nari mulopwana. Okala wira mwa mwapalame, onkala mwapalame, okumokati muluku mupankiawe mwapalame. Nikole, onkala kole, mutu, onkala mutu, tiyeyo.
Now, I was talking to a doctor here a while back in Louisville. He said, why, Reverend Branham?
Vano, mio kaalavula nimeti kumosano uoviro kati vakani, o Louisville, o kwira. Vano, Reverendo Branham.
I was talking about how the natives of Africa, how they eat. Just go down by the old, some of the awfulest things you'd ever see how they would eat.
Mio kaalavula mwaha watu wa Afrika. Mota njiaya, anoroa pahimwa, oo etwimo samwa soopi hasitonko oniwa, mota awa njiaya.
Just pick up things that's contaminated, maggots in it, just shake them around. Maggot and all, don't make any difference to him, see?
Ankusha itu sikanle soonho nonea, ashitu maseyo, nutata pahi, ashitu nisootene, kivandhirikana wao, munona.
They said, drink anything, don't make any difference what it is. He said, but Reverend Branham, them people are not human. I said, oh yes they are. They sure are human.
Ao ira, ouri etupi itu kivandhirika na wira sheni, o kuira, masi Reverendo Branham, atwale kahiwatu, meo kuira, o ayo tiao, veke kayawatu.
I said the closest thing to a human being in the beast line is a chimpanzee, and you tried for 4,000 years to get one mutter out of that chimpanzee, and he can't do it.
Meo kuira, etuinlika neshani mutu mamishovo sainamati ilumpa, ninyuomu nere ya yaka ikonto sheshe, okumi hotukuta mwelumpa yeyo, na veke nweria.
I said, because he can't think. He has nothing to think with.
Mio kuira, okala wira kenwere ya upuela. Eyo kerina tetu ya upuela no.
Or you can learn him little things like a horse, gee and haw, or put on glasses, or smoke a cigar, or balance himself on a bicycle, ride a horse, or something like that.
Oh, potu shutu hiwa itusikani ntokwe kavalo, mono olo pwana ni wotiana, wala owara yokola, wala omvura sikaro, wala wika lihera vamuchinkani, wetihe kavalo wale tuntoko yeyo.
It's just like gee and haw to a horse or to a dog or something like that. I said he's an animal.
Masi eripahin tokomono wolo pwana ni wotiana wirele kavalo wala weti wa mwalapwa wale tuntoko yeyo miokwira o mwashinama.
But you let me go back in Africa to the wildest tribe they got. And that's the little tribe of the Bushmen.
Masi mukihie kirowe wa Afrika ni himo no kalesha na mutakwani awari nasaya ni nloni himo na mukani na namuhuruni.
Now I said, probably his great-great-great-great-grandfather never saw a white man or nothing.
Ntomio kuira, alakela amu hapua apuaya, apua apuaya, apua apuaya, apua apuaya, apua apuaya, kanato komona mukunya wala tetu.
The only thing that he knows, he don't even know which is right and left hand. The only thing he knows is eat. And he eats what he can get his hands on.
Etuene musa pahun suwe lawe, O ata consuela tinvini can lentata no lopana ni notiana. E tuene mosatun suelawe olia. Nu onye tungweri awo kala na matatani.
It's human flesh, anything else, don't make any difference to him. Just so he eats.
Ya kalena maya mutu etuikina kivandhirika na wayo. Vakalaru wiro ni moja.
But let me get him at 5 years old, and at 15 years old, he'll speak good English and have good education. Why? He's got a soul.
Masimukihie kimukusha rinene yaka tanu, vano mayaka muloko ni tanu, ono lavu lenkele sivorera nukala nolake ya orera. Mwahawa sheni, oo kala na munepa.
God made him a human being. And he's got just as much right to hear the gospel at least once as we have the preaching around here all over America to the people over and over and over, begging, persuading, and everything.
Muluku mupanke mutu, nuwo okala ni haki sana yowiwe hapari yorera, nakale mare mosamano, ntoko sirinahu, wala lere atuno, wa Amerika otene imara sinchene, ni wavara meto, waka nyerera nisotene.
Let him hear it one time and watch him scream and run to the altar real quick. See? Yes, sir.
Muhia iwe mare mosa, ntomungweha kuelaka ni otima kela wa altari vo wakuvasha. Munona, ayo mulopwana.
That's what my heart is, brother, today when I think of Africa and them poor little black hands raising up saying, Brother Branham, one more time about Jesus.
This is oreaya murima akamuna olelo, okatu nupuelaka wa Afrika ni matata alori poha awasea, avenshiwa kairaka, munabarana, emare mosato sa Yesu.
Oh, mercy. There's something in me digs and burns. Just as quick as I get money enough up, I get over there too.
Oh, ikarari, yokale tuma miyo entamu wanukiviha, kimalakaru panya musuru kunipiere akinroa uunave.
That's what I do with every penny I get. Everything God knows besides just what I can eat and most people give me my clothes.
Tie yo kiniri haka kule sentavo kimpanyaka, so tene, muluku nisuela, ohi ele nliaka pahi, na atuanche nannikiva haikuoso owara.
And just what I can barely live by myself, just as close as I can, I throw it right into missionary funds, which the government has arranged. I don't even pay income tax on it.
Niile nikipiere pahi wira kikaleke yomi, niile nweri aka, kinrihele la musuru kuni womisi onariu, kuveri nuva henriawe, nkinli vatampo sito wasopo nye wayo.
To get up $3,000 or $4,000 and take a cross over there and preach the gospel to the people that I know at that day I'll have to answer, and I'll know what I answer for.
Pako tukumanya itola rei konto taarushe she wala tanu, ni kinoro ihaiwe ni wala lere hapari yore ratuki nsue laka, wira ni hikunen lukihana wakula, ni kinosue le tuyo wakula.
I used to, when I go in a city, I'd hold a big meeting back when they had lots of money and they'd have great campaigns and thousands of dollars, I'd give it over to Red Cross and so forth.
Mio kaanira kakaruaru pome mosa, kaani kalanaka mutukumano mulu pale kalai, okati hao ya kalana ya musuru kuowata. Ni akala na kai kampanya sulu pale ni tolare konto sene kaniva hako kurushu vermelia nisikina.
No slam to them, but coming down the street in a $4,000 car, the big diamond stud zone, smoking a cigar and $500 a week on the money that sick people, no sir, no indeedy.
Vano, kahu ulumela, masukuru wele piro mukaro ni ai tolare konto sheshe ni ipitao samaluku uware mwaiyeyo, amvura kasikaro, ni tolare mia tanu kule suma na vamusuru ku atwangwere iwa nari mulopwana, nari vekekai.
Only as soon as you get out of the city, they set a holy rollers and everything like that and making fun and down in the religion that we're standing up for? No, sir.
Ni mwaiyala mukumakaru pomewe niriwa masantu upirikea ni tusote nesiso ni evehaka eyevihake tini hiyo ni naki heriahu, nari mulopwana.
I take it myself, and before God is my judge, I put it in the gospel work counter so I know it on that day that when I have to give an account for my stewardship, it's given correctly.
Mio kino kusha ni oholo wa muluku ntoko mpukiaka, kinihele la muteko wa hapari yore rokopela. Tivoko osue la wira ni hikunlo wira kino, okati urinaka waku la mwahawa muteko waka wa murumei, onova hereri orata ene.
That's exactly right, because I realize as I treat the people, I'm treating God.
Veke kaitieyo. Okala wira kini suela wira ntokosi niwete la katu, kini mwete la muluku.
Just my attitude towards you is my attitude towards Christ. Your attitude towards me is the same thing. That's right, towards Christ.
Mwete loaka pahi wanyuo, ti mwete loaka wakirishtu. Ni mwete loanyu wamiyo, ti itui mosaru, ti eyo, wakirishtu.
Now, to see a people like that, and see how that a human being then, with an immortal soul now, that can't die, can't perish, can't do nothing but have everlasting life, that God sovereignly in His own will gave it to you.
Vano, oona tusiso, ni oona mota mutu nto, ni munepo hino kwa vano, ohikanlo kwaka, oikan lo pwete yaka, oikan le wira tetu oika lokala nekume hinimala, muluku veyu lupaliawe, votu na wawe mwanene, ova haliaweni.
And let me correct this just a little bit or say something. Somebody's going to go and say Brother Branham is a Calvinist.
Ntovano mio, mukihie kilakiherela vakani wala kihimietu, mutunro kumaniwira, muna barana nkalvinista.
No, I'm not. I'm a Calvinist as long as Calvinist is in the Bible. But when Calvinist gets out of the Bible, then I'm an Armenian, see?
Nari nkihio, kakalvinista vakalaruira kalvinisto rin bibliani. Masi okati kalvinisto ni kumawe mbibliani, weso ki arminiano, mone.
I believe in holiness and I believe in Calvinists too. But both of them, one ran out on the limb and went this way and one ran out on the limb and went that way.
Kinnami ni rerolo murima ni kinnami nu kalvinista nave. Masi owan liaya, mosorotare rinta kuro e panti ilano, ni mosorotare rinta kuro e panti ileiwe.
If it wasn't for the book of Ephesians to bring it back and put it in the right place where God did, we'd all be all mixed up.
Vaha kanle muhawe livru ya Efesu, hokolosha nuhela ni puro nolo kavavo muluku henliawe, otene naro kalote panye ya vomalela.
But they both got a doctrine, but they go to seed on it, each one. That's the holiness and the Calvinist too, the Armenian.
Masi owa nliaya akala na muishu tiho, masi animu ihono na mwayo, kula mmosa, ao tale erere lo murimani akalvinista nave, marminiano.
Now, Calvinists have something true. I believe that the Calvinistic doctrine.
Vano akalvinista akala ne tuikekai, meo kinnami ni yeyo, wira muishu tiho we kalvinista.
I believe this in security. I believe the church has eternal security.
Meo kinnami ni ila, nroromelo. Kinnamini wira keresha okala na nroromelo hinimala.
Any reader of the Bible knows that because God's already said it would appear yonder without blemish. Is that right? Then it's going to be there. Is that right?
Kula musoma Biblia onisueleyo. Okala wira muluku uhimia, wira eyo ya mukumelela yohiteka u. Ewe kekai, nto ewe no roo kala iwe. Ewe kekai.
The church is eternally secured. Now are you in the church is the next thing. If you're in the church, all right. You're secured with the church. But you better stay in the church.
Bi ekeresha tioli pihiwa vohimala. Vano mwakala mukeresha ti twintarelana. Mwakala mukeresha varera muri oli pani keresha. Masi vanrere la mukale mukeresha.
And how do you get in the church? By shaking hands? No. Putting your name in a book? No, sir.
Ni munkela sai mukeresha. Mwaha ovahana matata? Nari. Ohela nsina nanyu mulivuruni? Nari mulopwana.
By one spirit we're all baptized into one body. And that body God judged at Calvary was the body of Jesus Christ, and we're baptized into that body by one spirit.
Mwairohe mosaru, hiyo tene na opatisiwa mwairutu mosaru. Ntoretu iyo, mulukula munlia u Kalvariu, ya arirutu ya Yesu Kristu. Nto nimpatisiwa mwairutu nimemmo, mwairohe mosaru.
We have eternal security as long as we're in the body of Christ. Nothing can separate us, nothing can touch us.
No kala na ndoro melo hinimala na akalakaru mwairutu ni mwakiristu, kivwen wero ni mwalaniha, kivwen nikwanya.
If you go out by your own will.
Makumavale munikuma nutuna wanyu mansinyu.
But just as sure if you're in the body of Christ, as sure as Jesus rose from the dead, you'll rise too.
Masiveke kaisha ntoko, mwakalaru mwerutu ni mwakiristu, siso ntoko Yesu himwaliawe mwalipokwa, nyuo munohi himuanave.
God's already done that. You can't sin. Or you do. I might be a sinner in your sight, but if I'm in Christ, God don't see it because His sins atones, His blood atones for my sins there. See, I can't sin.
Muluku hira yeyo, owo, kamukanlo tekaka, owo nyuo, kinomio potu kala natampi mwaona wanyu, masika kalaru mwekirishtu, muluku kononeyo, okala wira itampisa wese, initipiha, epomiawe, initipiha itampisa kavale, munona, nkikanlo tekaka.
He is born as God does not commit sin, for He cannot sin. The seed of God remains in him, see?
Olo niyari wani muluku kanire tampi, maana kokanle wire tampi. Epio ya muluku enkala mwayo, munona.
He's willing to, if he makes a mistake, sure he's right then willing to confess it. If he's a real Christian, he will do it.
Oo olikanana, o avonyavale, vekekai okatene yole, olikanana wira lape. O akala mukiristo ekekai, oni mwira.
If he holds it back, he shows he ain't got nothing in the first place. That's right. He hasn't got nothing to begin with. But if he's a real Christian.
Ahalanaru, o noni heria wira korina ate tupachere awene. Ewe kekai, o korina ate tupachere awene. Masakalaru mukiristo ekekai.
Right here, you plant a grain of wheat in the ground, it'll always be a grain of wheat. Cuckleburrs may be all around it and everything else, but it'll be a grain of wheat as long as it stands. Is that right?
Va, enali wenuku yetiri kumutani. Eyo enro kale nuku ye tiri kukati wo tene. Miwa kino po turu kurere ni tuso tene sikina. Masi enro kale nuku ye tiri kuya kalakaru. Eke kai?
And if a man's really born of the Spirit of God, he isn't in and out and back and forth and out yonder in the world and out here. No, sir. No, no.
Niveke kai mutu hayari waru vasia ni roho ya muluku. O kani rokela nukuma ni no, ni no. Ni molumu enkuni mo ni no. Nari mulopwana, nari, nari.
You're not a cucumber one day and a grain of wheat the next day. God don't have that in the field. Yes, sir.
Kamunkala muiwa ni hiku ni mosa na venukuye tiriku melo ni mwaya. Muluku korine eyo mata. Ayo mulopwana.
If you're born of the Spirit of God, you're a Christian from that time until you go away and then you're immortal with God. That's right. If you're in the church.
Mwayariwaru ni roho ya muluku mwamukiristu okumo katiyo wa mpaka nyuo roa. Bano nto nyuo mwa ohikwa ni muluku. Ewe kekai mwakalaru mukeresha.
Now let's talk about the death side. Now how could a person on that estate and that kind of a condition ever be sick?
Vano nroeni lavule pante ya mokwani. Vano motasheni mutuma mukalelo uo. Mwainamuna yeyo ya mukalelo. Okala kala werei waka.
Because that your body is not yet redeemed. Your body is not redeemed.
Okala wira erutu anyu nlelo kenati uopoliwa. Erutu anyu kayoopoliwe.
No matter how good you are and how saintly and how holy, how much Holy Spirit, that's only your soul.
Ata wira motasheni. Mota sheni murianyu urera murima, ni ererelo murima sheni, ni owaria sheni, ni roho yo owaria ni piera vai, o munepanyu pahi.
And your soul is not completed yet. It's just got the blessing, the promise of God, which is the earnest of our salvation.
Vano munepanyu kunatumale lanlelo, o rine paraka pahi, natiria muluku, yo kanle neeme shero no o poliwa wahu.
But now, if we have no earnest of our resurrection, no divine healing, then I have no assurance or nothing to prove to me that there is a resurrection.
Masivano na hikala neru neeme shero na ohihi muawahu na kalovoni hawa muluku nto nkinkala na tanro romelo wala etu wire koni here wira o kalohihi mua.
This life of Christ doesn't live in my heart. If I have to take it from some kind of a psychological thing back under, I have to believe somewhere like that, well then I'd be a little skeptic of it.
Veke kaintoko wira Kristo ahikaleke murima ni mwaka bakala wira kihano kumi heyo mwainamune mosa emosa yetu ya psikoloshi yotuliu okalo wami ni tuntoko yeyo ahe ntomio mio kamu hovere vakani yeyo.
And that's the reason over in Africa when they come here come missionaries up bringing thousands of those natives and is packing little mud idols and everything else is because that they had just heard the psychic side of the Bible. That's right.
Ntoma Hawaii yeyo Afrika, au ya arwaka, va anorwa rumwa, ya aruha katwala weiwo ikonto sene, ni ya kunshe na mulukwaye tiru utope, ni sotene sikina. Okala wira, au iwale pahi pante ya ankili wa Biblia. Ewe kekai.
My own churches, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, all went in there. But when they seen the power of God come in demonstration, that settled it. They know then that God was God.
Ntokeresha akayomi tipatista, metotista, presbyterianu, so tene sironweiwe, masi okati hao yonajia ayo owaria wa muluku urua woniheri waka. Eyo ya ahima lihamaha, ya ahisu elanto wira muluku ari muluku.
But now what starts this sickness? Now the first thing, it's a spirit before it becomes a disease. Just the same as you as a spirit before you become a human being.
Masi vano esheni mpacheri hereta ela. Vano etuyo opachera, eyo enkale roho ohinatu kale reta.
Now I'm going to take Brother Willett here as an example.
Vano kinro mukusha muna Willett ivanto kwetho nyerio.
Brother Willett, there was a time when you and I wasn't nothing. And then the first thing, God gave us a life.
Muna Willett, mio, waika lokati mmosa nyuo ni mio na hakanya hwa tetu. Vano ntwetu yopacheria, muluku kuni vahekumi.
And let's take, if I take your body down this afternoon, you're made up of a bunch of cells held together with atoms.
Ntonroeni kushe, nire kapwanyula serutu anyushe kuola, mupakiweni nikuru na iruku ruku sinkali hiwa vamosa ne atomu.
And now, someday them atoms will be destroyed if Jesus tarries. You'll go on back. They'll be just like they was in the beginning, go back into the air.
Ntovano ni hiku ni mosa, ato mwao anopwanyuliwa, Yesu apisavale, nyuo muno otika, awa no kala ntoko ya aria o pacherani otikela musulu.
But when your spirit returns, those atoms will gather together again with this spirit and bring forth another, Brother Willis, just like that one, only younger when he was at his best.
Masirohu anyu ya hokoloa, ato mwawa nroho kala tovamosani iroho yele mukumi Henry muna wile timukina, oli kana sana ni ole, mira vopahi, ukati waria wevore rawawe.
When a man gets past about 25 years old, he finds a few wrinkles under his eyes and some gray hairs coming in.
Mutwavi kanaru yaka sopi ya kamiloko mili ni tanu, owa mpanya manyari kamusakamo savativa maitu awe, ni mahi kamusakamo soto elele kumelaka.
It's going to be, cause death after you. And one of these days, it's going to take you. No matter who you are, it's going to take you.
Enoro kala, okala wiro kwa orutu liwanyu. Ntoni hikunlo, onoro awokushani. Ata wira nyuo mwani, onoro awokushani.
But it gradually, you'll get in a corner here, and God will get you out of that corner, and you get in this corner here, death will almost have you over here. But after a while, it'll get you.
Masuo vakani vakani, munopia vanloto niva, ntomuluku ni mokumiha ni vanloto nivo. Vano, mumpanya ne anloto nlano. Okwa ono hale la ovarani ni no, masi nuvirokati vakani onimo ovarani.
But then what death can do, it takes its full toll, and then at when it's done all that it can do.
Masi nto, etu kwa nweri haya wira, ono panyani ni soteno rinaya ihaki, vano ntova, vanira haya soteno nweri haya wira.
When God gave you this life and you is at your best at about 23, when you come into the resurrection, you'll come back just exactly like you was when you were 23 years old. 25. For death set in.
Okati muluku vanhawe ni kumila, ni nyuomu arivore rawanyu opia kamiloko mili ni taru, mapiaru ohihi muani, munroti kasi iso ntokose areanyu, okati warina anyu ya kamiloko mili ni taru, miloko mili ni tanu, okwa ohina tukela.
Death will have everything it can do. It's set in there. But you'll come right back where you were.
Okwa onoro wira soteno nweri aya wira, ono kela ammo.
Now, if each one of your cells in your body, let's take it down now. You come cell after cell, cell after cell, and lay it apart. You're on a platform. After each cell in your body.
Vano, kulemosa ya iruku rukusanyu mwerutu ni mwanyu, ninro panyula sana anova. Munkushe rukuruku ti rukuruku, erukuruku ti rukuruku, kupwe hayeyo va plataforma va. Numala kule rukuruku mwerutu ni mwanyu.
You'll come down to one little tiny germ where you began. Can't be seen with the natural eye. You have to look under scope glasses.
Muno piere ropo ya mukani vavo vapachenrianyu, e hingwere ne aona nito ne epatu. Muhano weha ni yoko la so unchereria.
I've seen the germ of life under a microscope. It looks like a little bitty thread.
Mioko toko one ropo ye kumi ni mikroskopiu, enkala ntokon linya na mukani.
And the first thing starts is right in the spine. It's like a little knot. That's the first little cell accumulates on top of a cell.
Nto etu yopa chere mpachere ya enkala va mutanani. Enkala ntokon lute na mukhani. Eyo tiru kuruku yopa chere ntuku manavasuluve erukuruku.
Now, if I had to take that one single little cell that every one of you come from, one little teeny cell, germ.
Vano, va kanle wira kahano kusherukuruku yele ya mukhani. Yeyo kula mmosa nyuomu kumianyuvo, erukuruku ya mukani, eropo.
What is a germ? A germ is a little teeny, the smallest of cell.
Eropo sheni, eropo ti rukuruku ya mukani, erukuruku yoyevesha.
Well, what's after that? Now I've tucked you down from every piece of you down to this one little cell, and I haven't found you yet. I've just got your cells laid out.
Ahe, esheni nruanu malayeyo. Vano mio kihopwa nyulani kula nipatu usha na nyuo, mpake rukuruku ila ya mukani, ni nlelo nkinati hopwa nyani, kino mala rumare ya rukuruku sanyu.
Well then the next thing, blood cells and flesh cells and whatever they are, laying them all out here. But I haven't got you yet.
Ahe, nto etu intare lana, rukuruku sepome ni rukuruku serutu, nisinakaleru itupi itu, kimwarea kava, masinlelo kinati hopwa nyani.
Now I'm down to one germ now. Well I'm going to take that little cell apart. Now where are you at? Your life.
Vano enikihalele ropwe mosa vano. Ahe kinroka wanyeruku ruku yeyo ya mukani. Vano muriva hii. Ekumi anyu.
The life makes the first cell which is a germ. Then everything after its nature. Dog after dog. Bird after bird. Man after man.
Nto ekumi enkali heruku ruku haya yopacheria. Yeyo ya ariropo. Nto sotene ntoko mukalelo haya. Mwalapwa ntoko mwalapwa. Mwapalame ntoko mwapalame, mutu ntoko mutu.
Developing cells, cell on cell, cell on cell, comes up to where you are, human being. Developing of cells. Now that was ordained of God to be so.
Irukuruku sinuaka, erukuruku vasuluve erukuruku, erukuruku vasuluve erukuruku, sinorwa mpaka vatuva mpanya neanyu, mutu, irukuruku sininua. Vano, ewe kalihiweni muluku uire kalesi iso.
Well now what about a cancer? Let's talk of him a little bit.
Masivano anki kankuru, nroeni muhimi eo uvakani.
Now God gave you your life, and say here you are today, here I am, there's nothing on my hand, but there might be a cancer on my hand sometime.
Vano muluku hova hani kumianyu, ntoni ireke nyuo muriva olelo, mio kiriva kivo, kivwa tetu mbatata ni mwaka. Masipotu kala kankuru vantata ni vaka ni hikunlo.
Well, how'd that cancer get there? Let's see what the cancer is. Now let's take him apart. Let's go take him.
Ahe, kankuruo kenlesa ivo. Nroeno onele kanle kankuruo. Vano nroeni mukawanye. Nroeni mukushe.
Now he's a bunch of cells too. Do you know that? Tumor, cataract, any of those things are cells.
Vano nlo ni kuruna iruku ruku nave. Nyo mwanisuela yeyo, nipote mwana maito ni kulemosa waituse yo iruku ruku.
They don't have no form. Some of them spreads out and some look like a spider and some looks run streaks, a red cancer, just like long red threads that runs through. And
Kasirina mukalelo, kamosa kamosa wase yo sino omare anto sikina sinkala ntoko rantasi, nisikina sinkala ntoko, ekulula yore kama, kankuru usheria, siso ntoko mikoi sore kama soosheria simvira muhinamwa.
Then there's a rose cancer, which usually comes on of the breast of a woman. It's like pancakes laying on one another, and then you go spraddling out, and they just grow anywhere.
Vano nto kala kankuru kwila, voli malele yonkuma vanipele ni vamutiana. Onkala ntoko mikate sinkale mosava suluve kwaya. Vano nto numara marea, nisininu wakula nipuro.
Sometimes tumors are lopsided this way, long, oblong, and everything. They have no form, because they're after a spirit, which has no form. But it's a developing of cells.
Imara sikina mapote to tetemana sa sore kama sota ivani sotene iyo kasirina mukalelo okala wira sirin tokwe roho ehinkala na mukalelo masi unuwa wairuku ruku.
It's a bunch of cells that say in you right now is a tumor or cancer. It's developing cells, growing, growing, growing. It's eating, sucking your life from you. It's living on the bloodstream.
Lo ni kuruna iruku ruku, ni ireke, mwanyuona ana anovaa, no kala nipote walaka ankuru, sinkumi herea iruku ruku, sininua, sinuaka, sinuaka, sinimoya, sinule kumi mwanyuo, sinkala sikumi mwahawe pomemo erutuni.
Cataract takes the mucus of the eye and grows right over, covers itself over. Shut your eyes off.
Ana ni ito ankushe na pinapi ya maito ni ni unu wa vasuluvaya, kukunela, kutuka maito anyu.
Some of them comes and never gets like tubercular. That comes just in little small germs.
Sikina sinimorwa na vekasinkalato, ntokwe la paha, enromo eroponi ya mukani pahi.
There's nothing to the size of it. The same size germ makes an elephant, makes a chigger. There's nothing to the size of the germ.
Kivate tu ya nata ni unu awaya, munuwelo mosaru eruku ruku mpake tepo, eni mupakate tekenya, munona, kirina nata ni munuwelo eropo.
And some of them takes body form, some never does, and some never goes into cells. Some become spirit torments the soul.
Nisikina sinkala na mukalelo erutu, sikina kasimpiere sikalanaka, nisikina kasimpiero kila mweruku rukuni, sikina sinkale roho sinihosha munepa.
We'll try to get that part, I'll leave that part for tomorrow afternoon if I can. Where that soul spirit comes and how down under here.
Nino pia vavo, kino hia nipuro nlo nikalena melo sheku wakawerea vale, vavo munepe roho lonruaya,
Now, friends, I'm not telling this from some kind of a psychology. I have dealt with demons for years, and you know that.
Vano patani, kini himela wainamune mosaya psikoloshia, miyo kini kumanaka nashe toni mwayaka, ninyuomu nisueleyo.
If you only knew the thing after the services is over at night, what goes on sometimes.
Vakanle wira mano muno suele tuene, ba malaya miteko pio komonu hiu, etu inkumele la imara sikina.
You don't know, remember, when you come against the spirit, you better know what you're speaking about.
Nyo kamunsuela mupuele, maroela keronho, vanrere la musuele twin la vulanyo.
Just don't stand there and carry on because it ain't going to do any good. But when actually a demon has to obey you, you'll recognize it.
Muhemele vale paahi munanya kulasa, okala wira kenro upanyi hetu. Masukati shetonu rinawo uiwelelani, oh no suela.
It ain't how loud you holler. It ain't how much oil you put on. It's what's back here that he'll recognize. It's the truth. Jesus just said to him, come out.
Kahi uitupere sheni muni kuelanyu. Kahi eatelo sheni ya makura munotanyu. Tile erino o onro au suela. Ekekai. Yesu aro muirela pahi. Kuma.
Remember the disciples have been kicking and twisting and trying to cast him out and everything? He said, why couldn't we cast him out? He said, because of your unbelief.
Mupuele, awishu te ahiri hamunyete nuripitua, etunako muamola ni tuso otene, au kuira, mahawasheni hiyo na haweri ahumuamola, kuira, mahawoha amini wanyu.
He said, come out of him. The boy fell and had the hardest fit he ever had. They recognize authority.
Kuira, mukume, miravo kumora kumpanya tetemero yote pesha ya tonko mupanya, munona, munona, au ya ahisu eloweria.
Look at those boys down there, those vagabonds who've seen Paul casting out devils. They said, we can do the same thing, some priest's sons.
Nkawe hasena mira vwale iwe. Ana mweta sapuriale ya mwona le Paulu awomula kashetwani. Awo kuira, hiyo ni no were wire tui mosaru. Ana na muku tomosa.
So they go down and said, we can cast out devils. Acts 19.
Vano awo kuro wa sakuira, hiyo ni nini were awomula shetwani? Miteko 19.
They went out to a man who had epileptic fits and said, we adjure you by Jesus, come out of him. The devil said, now, in the name of Jesus, who Paul preaches.
Awo kuruwa sewa mulopwa na mmosa amora kechile ntokuira, hiyo ni inno virikanyani mwa Yesu, mukumo owo, shetoni kuira, vano, mwansina na Yesu, yowo Paulu ni mula leyawe.
The devil said, now, I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you? You know what happened? Jumped on the man, tore their clothes, and they had to fit themselves and run out into the streets.
Shetoni kuira, vano mio kinini musuela Yesu ni kinini musuela Paulu, masinyuo mwani, mosuela akumelele. Kimu tupela mulopwa noo, kukera ikuosa ya, vano ya wene tia moramonre, kute wila mpironi.
Them same demons live today. So there is a lot of fanaticism. This is the church this evening.
Ashetonene ya wakalo lelo, tivo ohirere ya wakalo na matipelela, ele keresha ohiula.
There's a lot of fanaticism in the lands today called divine healing that ought to be shut up. That's what brings reproach upon the real cause. That's why you have such a hard struggle.
Kurero na matipelela mulaponu lelo oniha ni wovoni hawa muluku. Wahano malihiwa. Tie yuenru hove hiwa waniwoko neekekai. Tivo muhirere na nyumukacha miho mulu pale.
There's a lot of stuff called religion today that ought to be shut up. Nothing to cause.
Kasirere itusi niha niweti inu lelo, sahano maalihiwa. Ate tuohi kalamaloko.
That's what makes the true church of God have such a hard struggle with it. But we're America. That's the way to be.
Tie yu eniri hekeresha eke kai ya muluku okala na mukacha miho mulu pale niyeyo. Masi hiyo na Amerika, mone, eyo tina muna okala.
God says the wheat and creepers and briars grow together. Don't try to pluck them up. Let them grow together. But by their fruits you know them.
Muluku ni himi ya wira etiriku ni malashu upurulea ni miwa ya nuanse vamosa. Muherere opela. Muhiesi nuwe vamosa. Masini mihoko rokosaya sinni sueliwa.
There's no fruits while there's no life. There's nothing there.
Saahikale mihoko roko vano kivwe kumi kivwa tetuvo.
Now watch this cell. Let's say for instance like a lot of time the red cancer usually hits in the womb of a woman. Female bruises and so forth.
Vano nkawehani ruku ruku ila. Nire ntokon likanyiho, ntoko imara sinchene kankurushe ya voli malelea, onipanye rukulu ya mutiana, makwata otiana, nisikina.
Now that, let's take that fella down now on his cells, this cancer.
Vano eyo, nroeni kusheyeyo, yota kalayeyo vano, mwai rukurukwaya, ola, kankurula.
Now cancer, everything in the natural, types the spiritual. Are you aware of that? Everything in the natural types the spiritual, regardless.
Vano kankuru, sotene mwaerutu sintonye ra saeroho. Nyo muni suela eyo, sotene mwaerutu sintonye ra aeroho. Vohichala.
For instance, like this, when we are born in the body of Christ, there's three elements it takes to bring our birth.
Mwanlika nyiho ntokuela, okatu niyari wahu mwaerutu ni mwakirishtu, sokala ituta arusi ntune ya wira siruho yari wawahu.
And that's the three elements that came out of the life of Christ when he died.
Vano iyo tituta arusa akume mwe kumini ya Kristu, okatu uo kuyawe.
There come from his body, water, blood, spirit. Is that right?
Sahi kuma mwerutu ni mwewe, maasi, epome, eroho. Ewe kekai?
three elements. That's the elements we go through when we're born again. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Itutaru, tiituse yotaru hiyo nivirahumo okatuniyari wahu vasya, okalihiwa na sharia, orerihiwa, opati isuwa eroho yowaria.
Now that can all be in one act, but it takes, but you can be in a justified state without being sanctified.
Vano pooti sooteno kala mamuira neo mmosa, masintunea, masivani weranea nyo kala mukalelo ni maokalihiwa na sharia, muikanlo orerihiwa.
You can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and still carry your filth with you.
Vani weranea nyuo muamini puya Yesu Kristu na venlelo muna kushasona na rasanyu.
But you can absolutely live in a both justified and a clean holy life and without the Holy Ghost.
Masivani weranea vomalela nyuo kala mamakalelo okalihiwa na sharia ni orera ntomuhirine roho yowaria.
See the Bible, 1 John 5:7 said there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and the Father, Word, and Holy Ghost, which was the Son, and these three are one.
Mone, Biblia Yohanu upachera sinku seti, o himia, are araru ankalelo na mwana wirimu. Titi mwana ni roho yowaria, ni titi masu ni roho yowaria, yowari mwana, nto oraru ala arimosaru.
And there's three that bear record in earth, the water, blood, and spirit, and they agree in one, not one, but agree in one.
Ni akala raru ankalelo na mwana vati, masi epome ni roho, nto oraru ao ani wanana vamosaru. Kahim mosa, masi ani wanana vamosaru.
You can't have the Father without having the Son. You can't have the Son without having the Holy Ghost. For they are inseparable one. The Trinity is in a one.
Kamukanlo kala na tiiti muhirina mwana. Kamukanlo kala na mwana muhikala ne roho yowaria. Maana ao tohi valanyi hea. Mosaru. Oraru arimwa mosaru.
I don't hear it around here, but you hear a lot across the country. One of the greatest things in the Pentecostal groups is a mix up in that one simple thing.
Nkini wa yeyono, masivani wanea vanchene mulaponi, emosa waitu suulu palesha mwamakura apente kositi, evitika vitika mwetu yokwea.
Now I've had their heads right together and proved to them they both believe the same thing.
Nika ahikala ni makulu pale haya vamosa, kuo ni here wira o wanle haya aname ni tuimosa.
It's the devil between them, that's all. If that great Pentecostal church would you throw down them the little traditions and unite themselves together as one blessed church of God, the rapture would come.
Oh, shetoni eri ariaya, tie yo tu, bakanle wire kereshe yo yulu pale ya Pentecostiti yamu, yamu hiya ilimale loye sikani sakala ikuirana vamosama ya kereshe mosa, yore rihiwa ya muluku, okushi wa wamurwa.
But as long as Satan can keep him broke up, all right, that's his way of doing it. And they absolutely believe the same thing.
Masiva kalaru wira satano ni were waka wanya, varera, eyo tina munawe yo wira, na ao anamini tuimosaru mara.
One said, well, this is that. I said, well, if this is that, then that's this. So there you are. So it's all the same thing.
Mosa ira, ahe, ela tile, meokwira. Ahe, ela yakalele, weso ele tila, ntuewe rivo. Vano yotene tui mosaru.
But there you are, in that triune trinity of God. Now God in his oneness.
Masiyo vo, mwaoraru ule, wararua muluku. Vano muluku, mwaomosawe.
God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, we don't say our gods as heathens. It's our God. See? It's the threefold being of God.
Muluku tiiti mwana ni roho yowaria. Vano hiyo kanira amuluku ahu, ntokwa pakau, timuluku ahu, munona, timukalelo aoraru wa muluku.
Now, notice. Now, Satan is in a trinity also. And his powers are in trinity.
Vano ngwehe. Vano satana orimwa oraru nave. Ni ikurusa we sirimwa oraru.
Now but notice, then when the water, blood, and spirit produces the new birth. Is that right? Now watch, that's what represents the new birth.
Vano, masingwehen tokati maasi, epome ni roho sinkumihirea yoyari wavasia. Ewe kekai, vano ngwehe, tie yuentonye reoyari wavasia.
What represents the natural birth before the new birth comes? You mothers, when a baby's born, what's the first thing? Water. Next, blood. Next. See? That makes the life. See? Makes the person. Water, blood, spirit.
Okati nyua shimai. Okatu niyari wawe mwana. Esheni kanle tuyo pachere. Masi. Entarelana. Epome. Entarelana. Mone. Eyo enni kali hekumi. Mone. Enimupaka mutu, maasi, epome, eroho.
Now, cancer, let's deal on him for our next... We've got about 5 minutes left, I guess. About the next 5 minutes, let's deal on cancer.
Vano kankuru, nroene muhimi yeo wovota relana. No kala na minutu sopia kamitanusi hanle, wona waka. Minutu sopia kamitanusi ntarelana, nroene muhimi ye kankuru.
What is that fellow? What does he represent? He's a scavenger. He represents the vulture. He eats dead things.
Esheni yota kaleyo, ewe ntonyere sheni. Owo tinanama, omuto onyere marepo, onyai tuso unta.
And a cancer comes from a bruise mostly, where a cell has been hit and it breaks up.
Vano kankuru nkuma mwavulala imara sinchene. Vavwe rukuruku ntutuliwaya ntoeyo kutikilea.
And a little cell in there becomes backslid. Well, that's a big word for a Baptist, ain't it?
Nto erukuruku ya mukani memo enikala yo uivalula. Oh, nlo nulumo nulu pale wa mupatista, kani hiyo?
All right. But it backslides, that cell. I'm a Baptist that believes in backsliding.
Varera, masiyo ni muivalula, erukuruku iyo. Miyo ka mupatisto na ami ni uivalula.
Someone said down here in Arkansas, Minio, they said, Brother Branham, said, is a fellow Nazarene, he'd been healed.
Okala mutuirale, famutuku manonino wa Arkansas, jinehiku ni mosa kuira. Munabaranan, kuira. Ari mtu mosa munasarenu. O arovo ni hiwa.
He had to walk around over town with his crutches on his shoulders.
Ai kalana ya wawe. Eta sako pooma na ato otu awe vanikatani.
He said, you know what? Said, when I first come here, said, I thought you heard you preach. I thought you was a Nazarene.
O kuira. Mosuela, kuira. Emara yopa chirorua vaa kuira. Mio kona wira nyuo. O wii wanulale ya kona wira marimu nasarenu.
He said, then, I've seen the most of people are Pentecostal, and somebody told me you're a Pentecostal, and now you say you're a Baptist.
O kuira, vano kahona wira twanchena Pentecostiti, nto mutumo saa kukilela wira mwarimu Pentecostiti, nto vano munira wira mwamupatista.
Said, I don't get it. I said, well, that's easy. I said, I'm a Pentecostal Nazarene Baptist. All right.
Kuira, nkinsuela sana, meo kuira, oti okwea, meo kuira, Mio kamu pentekosite, munasarenu, mupatista, tivoti, tieyo, barera.
No, we are one in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit making us one. That's right.
Nari, hiyo na mosaru ma Kristu Yesu, mwairoho yo waria ennikaliha mosaru, tieyo.
Now, notice, this little cell backslides. When it's bruised, it begins little other little... germs run forth to give its lives in there, and that's what pus comes in a sore.
Vano, mwehe, erukuruku ila ya mukani, enimu ivalula okati ntiki leaya, enipache rekani, iroposi kina sikani, sino timaka uira sivahe kumivavo, nitisi isoru, onikumaya vanikwatani.
That's teeny little soldiers fighting for your life. They're out there, and to hit that poison, them demon powers is trying to collect in there,
Ankala na toropashi kani angwana mwahawe kumianyu. Awa no tiawe la iwenu, nuutupelevenenu ile ikuruye saashe toani sinerero tukumana mme.
And give their lives. That's what's made. That's a bunch of little dead soldiers, that pus that's in your blood, in a sore. They give their life to save yours.
Nuuvahe kumiaya, tie ewe nira. Eyoti, awo ni kurunana toropashi kani okwa, oru ulori mpomeni mwanyu, oriva vanikwatani. Simvaha ikumisaya wira sopole ya winyu.
Now, once a little cell rejects in there and this demon gets started, he starts growing. He begins to multiply cells.
Vano, okati rukuruku ya mukani enikota yammo, vano shetwanu ula kupachera, ono pachera unnua, ono pachera uncherera irukuruku.
He's building a body just exactly like your babies begin in your womb and like you did in your mother.
Owo mpake rutusiso ntokwa ninyo ampacherea ya mirima ni mwanyu. Ni ntoko sira janyu mwame yanyu.
Cell on top of cell. Cell on top of cell. Cell on any way, anywhere. Just they have no form of nothing like a human being after its nature.
Erukuruku vasuluve erukuruku. Erukuruku vasuluve erukuruku. Erukuruku kule namuna. Kula nipuro. Pahi kasirina mukalelo wa tetu ntoko mutu. Ntoko mukalelo awe.
It's just out of a spirit. It just grows anyway. And it begins cell on top of cell, cell on top of cell.
Enkuma maeroho pahi, enimunu wa pahi kule namuna, ni eno pache rukuruku vasuluve rukuruku, erukuruku vasuluve rukuruku.
And now, first thing you know, you begin to get weak and feel sick. You go to the doctor, and he'll examine you. Maybe he can't find it.
Ntovano, etuyo opache reunona nea, muno opache reotea tea nuwere iwa. munoorowa wa metiku oo nimooweha-wehani mweerutuni kino koongweri opwanya.
If he does, maybe he'll cut it. If he can cut it clear, all right, he's got it.
Apwanya vale, kino noo tikila, aweria vale kumihora tene, varera, oweria.
But if he can't cut it clear, then if it's in the throat or somewhere where it can't be cut clear, one little speck of it will live right on.
Masahi weri kumihora tene, nto yakalaru vamilo wala nipuron lova hingweria neayo kumihora tene, nipatusha na amukani na yeyo, nino tikila nikalaka.
Because it has not like you cut your hand off and settle it or anything, or you cut all.
Mone, okala wira kahinto ko wira mutikin lenta takutiela, wale tu, walotikila.
What I mean, if you'd cut the main body off, leave your hand there, why, it wouldn't live, but see, that has not the form of life like you have. It's a demon power, a moving.
Entuna ako himiati hui, mwa tikin leru erutu yulu pale, kuhi antata nanyu vavo, bano, nlo kanaro okala nikumi, masi mone, eyo kerina mukale lowe kumi ntoko sirinanyu, ewe kuru ya shetoni neete eta.
And now notice, you call them, the doctor calls it, a cancer. God calls it a devil.
Ntovano nwehe, nyuo muniwihana, metiku ni muihana, kankuru, muluku ni muihana, shetwani.
Look at the day, they just give it, where does the word cancer come from? It comes from a Latin word, which is used in medical terms, meaning a crab. A crab that you see along the seashore has got all them legs.
Nkawehanu lelo, enwere ane apahi, nulu mo kankuru ni nkuma vai. Ninkuma mwa e, manulu mwone latinu, nenlo ninrumeli wa mamolu mamametiku, nihimia ekala, ekala ele munona anyu pahari, erinameto yeso otene.
That's the way that it does, it reaches out, spreads out. The word cancer is crab.
This is weyo ni, ewe ni iraya, ewe noko la meto numwarea, nulu mokankuru ekala.
And it gets in and just keeps taking a whole sucking blood as it goes like an octopus or something.
Niwe no kela nutikele kushaka ni nulake pome kwa tineta haya, ntokwe pwesa wale tusiso.
Well, tumor, cataract, and other diseases, every one of them comes from a germ. And that germ has to be a body.
Vano nipote mwana maito ninireta sikina kulemusa wase yo sinkuma mweropo, ntweropo yeyo ehano kale rutu.
And before it can be a body, it has to be a life. Before it can create or germatize and make more cells, it has to be a life. Is that correct?
Ni ehinatu were okale rutu, ehano kale kumi. Ehinatu patusha wala oyara nuupake irukurukuto, ehano kale kumi. Eyo tiolikana?
Now where did that cancer come from? Where did that come from? It wasn't on you here some time ago, but now maybe it's on you.
Vano kankuru okumevai, tani okumevai owo. Oo kakanle mwanyuo vaa okati vakanu vinre. Masivano, kino okala mwanyuo.
Where did it come from? It's another life different from your life living in you.
Okumeva hii, ewe kumikine virikane ni kumianyu, enkala mwanyuo.
And it's a tormenting. Sapping your life. That's the reason Jesus called it a devil.
Ni enohosha, ekumihake kumianyu. Mwahawai yeyo Yesu ihani yawe shetwani.
They call epilepsy today. They say epilepsy. Well, epilepsy in the Bible, Jesus called it a devil.
Awa niha nechilo lelo. Awa nira echile. Vano echile mbiblia ni Yesu ihan neshetwani.
When the man come with the boy, it fell on the ground and frosted the mouth and everything. He said he has a devil, and all the time he throws him in the fire and in the water.
Okati mulopwa nola arwi yawe ni miravo amore lavati. Nukuma ni peru mwano ni sotene o irale. O rinashetwani. Ni mara sinchene onni murihela vaiko masini.
Now they polished his name up and called it epilepsy, but he's a devil. And Jesus said, thou devil, come out of the child. Exactly.
Vano nro rerihi wansina nawe, vano niha niwechile, masuwa shetwani, ni Yesu irale, nyuwa shetwani, mukumemo mwano wo. Bekekai.
Now, epilepsy is usually caused from a kidney trouble. Maybe you get into that a little later. See? It causes an epilepsy. From urine.
Vano echilevo oli malele ya entoti wa ni mukacha miho waisio. Kinonyuo muno piere ye yoholo vakani. Munona, ewe ni tote chile, ya ereta ya miyoso.
Now, notice in this. Then that cell sets there, it's a devil. He's building a life. He's growing, becoming greater and greater.
Vano, nkawehani mwaiela. Vano erukuru kuile enkala vale, oo shetwani. Oo nikali hekumi, Oni munnu wakalaka mulu palesha, mulu palesha.
He's got one duty to do, that's take your life. That's what the devil sent him for, to cut your day shorter, 70.
Oh, kala na muteko ovara okanle okumi hekumi anyu. Tie yo shetonu murumeliawe. Okuvei hekumi anyu ya yaka miloko mitanu na mili.
Now, I salute every doctor. Yes, sir, every medical science, God bless them for the help that they've done for people. That's correctly.
Vano kini mukomasa kula metiku. Ayo mulopwana, kula siensi ya medicina. Muluko areri hemwa hawa mukali heri wawa ni wire laya tu. Ewe kekai.
What would you do in the world today without it? I thank God for medical science. I thank God for my automobile.
Esheni ya aroa wiri wa molumu enkunu lelo hikalani weyeyo. Kini mushukuru muluku mwahawa siensi ya metisina. Kini mushukuru muluku mwahawa ekaru waka.
If God hadn't let science make me an automobile, I'd have a hard time walking up here.
Muluku aha mutuni henre siensi okipakele karo. Ya mukala yoki rikela mi owe lava.
For electric lights and for soap to wash my hands with and toothpaste to scrub my teeth with. Certainly.
Mwahawa alushu ni sapau yora pihela matataka. Ni pasita amaino wira kishukeke maino aka. Vekekai.
I thank him for everything, because all good things come from God.
Kini mushukuru yo mwahawa sootene. Okala wira itu sootene sore rasinkuma wa muluku.
But let me tell you, there's not one speck of medicine ever did cure any sickness. And there's not one doctor, now unless he's some quack, but a real doctor will tell you that they do not claim to be healers.
Masimukihie koleleni, kivua tavakani ya metisina etonkovoni hereta. Ni kuvua ta metiku, vahikanle wira na maoka, masimetiku ikekai, onimoleleni wira kanihi myokala mpenusha.
Right at Mayo Brothers, many of you, I've been interviewed there 2 or 3 times, of patients that come from there incurable.
Washin na mayo wene, anche ene anyuo, kotoko koha kohi waiwe, imara pili wala taru, mwaha wareta anikuma iwe, ohivoni hea.
You read the Reader's Digest, the November issue? How many read the November issue, that article of mine in there on Reader's Digest? See?
Monsoma Reader's Digest, yoku miheru wa ya Novemberu, akavaso me yoku miheru wa Novemberu, artikula wakame, Reader's Digest. Unnona.
And they had me up there at the interview, that baby they give up, said it couldn't be done. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me how it would be done. And it was done.
Vano ya hiki hana iwe, okoha kohi wa mwaha wa mwana au ya muhia yaya, kwira, kiva awari ya ni ya wiriwa. Masiroho yo awari ya kula vula ni mioku kilela mota ya roa ya wiriwa. Vano kwiriwa.
All right. Now they call me up there, and right before the door where old Jimmy and them Mayo used to be, there's a great big sign that we do not profess to be healers. We only profess to assist nature. There's one healer, that is God.
Varera, vano ao kuki ihana iwe, ntova mukora vene vavo Jimmy na akina, mayo ya akala kawei wo, no okala nipawe nulu pale na ahimia wira, hiyo kaninihimi okala mpenusha, hiyo nihimia pahu kaliheria patu, orimpenusha mmosa owo muluku.
They're the best in the world.
Ao tosu elasha mulaponi.
Now, we have a few quacks, yes. That's right, we have some quack preachers too. All right, so that goes on both sides.
Vano, nokala na na maoka kamosa kamosa. Ayo, tieyo, nokala na alele ikamosa kamosa na maoka nave. Varera, tivo, vani iranea ipante sopi ili.
Notice, but any man that claims that he's a healer, he's a storyteller. Because he can't do it for, the Bible said, I'm the Lord who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.
Nguhe, masikula mutuni himia wira mpenusha onimota, okala wira kongwere wira, mana biblio himia, miyo kapu ya nlevele la itampi sanyu sootene, ni amvoni haireta sanyu sootene.
I've been to studies, and in my room, some of the best of doctors across the nations has come. You don't know the back of the life, friend. To know what's been and things I don't tell out in public.
Kaika la kisomaka, nto musala mwaka e, amosamo se wa mameti kusuwele shamulaponi kurwa. Kwansuwele otuliwa makalelo, mpatani, osuwele kumelele ni ituki hinihi miaka vatuni.
Men come secretly, and don't you think there ain't a lot of Nicodemuses yet in the world? There sure is, thousands of them.
Atwana orwa masiri, ni muhupuele wira akala maniko te mwanchene nlelo molu mwenkuni, veke kaya akala, ikonto sena iyao.
They look on that and come in the meeting, sit there with a t-shirt on, something like that, with polished names, that you'd be surprised, sit right in the meeting.
Awa no weheyo nuruwa mutuku manoni, Okila athi vale awanrene kamiseti ethu ikina siso amasino osweliwa mwaro wanyu tuthwa okila athi vamuthuku manoni.
In a few days, slip around, call in by secretly and send someone in for an interview. And say right now, say, Brother Branham, I believe that's the truth.
Mahiku vakana no kuma itaka nuulikari masiri, nuumuru mamutu uira kuhakohe, ni anira vano, anira, muna barana kinami ni uire weke kai.
They're human just same as we are. Sure, and every man's desire to look beyond that dark veil and he has to go through someday.
Awa atusiso ntoko hiyo sikanyahu, veke kai. Nikulamutu unni tunowehe pante kina ye kuwele urinao lapuwa ni hikunlo.
But them cancers and things are absolutely devils informed in a body of flesh. Moving up, taking your life.
Masi akankuruao ni itu ya vekeka itashe toa ni anipake ya mwerutu ni yetai. Aneteta ankumi hekumianyu.
Now, if I would do like the doctor, if I could cut it off, lay it on the ground, or just like, say, for instance, you was the cancer yourself on this earth.
Vano, va kanle wira ka mwira ntoko metiku, va kanle wira ka niwere kumihavo kuri helavati, wala ntoko pahikireke, mwanlika nyiho, nyuo mwari kankuru yenyu elapuela.
Now here's divine healing. If I want to get rid of you in the way of the doctor's way, I just keep having to rub your body or something other to it, just all vanish off the earth.
Vano, va oriovoni hawa muluku, ka tunne wihulusha nyuo, mwaina muna ametiku, Mio karo tikila pahi, kahano tikitele rutu anyu, wale tuikina, mpaka yote no lakasea mulaponi.
There wouldn't be no more of it, just like the doctor takes the growth off of you.
Kiaro kala toyeyo, siso ntoko metiku ni kumihawe nipote mwanyuo.
But in the form of divine healing, if you were the cancer, I'd just call your life out of you. And you'd go on.
Masimwa mukalelo waovoni hawa muluku, nyuo mwari kankuru, karo ruma wire kumianyu pahi, wire kume mwanyuo.
Your life would leave you, but your body would be here, just the same as it was.
Ekumi anyu ya mohiani, masirutu anyu ya roo kalavasi, iso ntoko ya riaya.
Now there's where sight and time is God's worst enemy in divine healing.
Vano tivavo wona nukati siriaya ngwana na muluku utepesha maovoni hawa muluku.
I don't know whether Brother Baxter ever gets to these things in the meeting.
Nkisuenle sintomuna bakista otoko kala na itu ya vamutuku manoni.
I say I explained it to him and Brother Bosworth over and over. But here's what's happened.
Mio kahiki lati kimuleli herio ni muna Bosworth imara sinchene masimone tu ya kumelela.
I doubt where many of the people get it because after a while you begin to find the people coming back saying, I had my healing, Brother Branham, for 2 or 3 days, but bless God, it left me.
Kini hoveri asintu atuanchene anniwa sana okala wira vambira ayo kativakani anniwehe ya atutikaka iraka. Mio kahipa nyovoni hiwawaka muna barana mahiku manli wala mararu.
Now find it. Now think it's because they don't set the meeting right. The people don't understand.
Nikinona wira mahawa wira kuntoki hiorata ene mutuku mano. Atu kansuela sana.
I've had man to come to the platform and be totally blind, cancers or cataracts over their eyes, and read this Bible after being prayed for. Walk down in 3 or 4 days, be just as blind as it was in the first place.
Yotoko kira aturwa wa plataforma rienoho na mara, akankuru wala ana maito ni mwaya, na vekumu soma bibliola numaloveke leliwa, okuruwa, muhinamwa mahiku mararu wala masheshe, okala oho na ntoko ya aria ya upachere ya wene.
What happened? Anyone knows that when the life is gone out of any flesh, it shrinks for a while, is that right?
Esheni iraneye. Mututi mutu onni suela wira ekumi ya kumama kulerutu ewe no nyalo kati vakani ewe kekai.
Anybody ever here kill a deer or a cow or anything like that? Sure. All right. You weigh it tonight. You hunters out here, friends of mine.
O kalava otonko wive tove wale nyompe wale tupi tuntoko yeyo ve kekai. Varera muno pimo hii ula nyua na mashayava apata niaka.
You kill the deer and you throw him on a scale, tell the boys how much he weighs. Watch out. In the morning, he's going to be several pounds lighter than what he was.
Muni muive tove kuhela vapalansani, kwa leela miravo kavin lemelaya, ngwehe, vosisu enro kalaikilu sinchene vope peo vika nasariaya.
When a human being dies, the undertaker, the first thing, takes the false teeth or eye, whatever it is in there, takes it out because it shrinks, it'll push out. Because the human body shrinks.
Okati mutu nkwawe, mulipa miteko sosika etu opacheria, onkumiha maino wala nito etupi itwirimo ono okumiha okala wire no nyala ensuku melota okala wire rutu ya mutu eno nyala.
Every other flesh shrinks when the life's gone out of the cell. It begins to move down, shrink.
Kule rutu kina eni nyala ekumi ya kumaru mweru kurukuni eno pacherovukua onyala.
It'll do that for about 72 hours and then it'll start swelling.
Eni mwira siiso kati wopia kantoko iwora miloko mitanamili vanonto eno pacherea uipelana.
Let a little dog get run over out here on the road. Let him lay down in the sun for about 3 days and watch what happens. He's a bigger dog than he ever was. It swells up. Is that right?
Muhia mwelapwa apitiwe murampanimu. Muhia kaleva nsuwa nivale mahiku upia kamararu. Ntongwehe tu ni iranea. O ni munu wantokosi hinaka liawe. Ono salelana. Ewe kekai?
Well, that's the same thing takes place when a demon is cast out of a sick person.
Ahe, eyo tu imosaru ni irane ya okatishe, shetonu nomo liwawe mamutu mwere iwa.
The first few days, oh, I feel wonderful. Then begin to say, I'm sicker than I ever was. I've lost my healing.
Mahiku vakanu upachere, oh, kinona sana, ntokuna pachere wira, kino were iwo vika na sihinato kwaka, woki pwete ovona waka.
Just as sure as faith tuck it out, unbelief brings it right back again. As faith kills it, unbelief resurrects it.
Siso ntoko waaminu kumihaliaya, ohaaminu no ruhato hukoloshaka. Siso waaminu niivaya, ohaaminu no hihimusha.
Jesus said when the unclean spirit's gone out of a man, he walks in dry places. And he returns back with seven other devils.
Yesu uhimia, eroho yota kalaya mukumamutu, ewe ene takasa motakoni, ni eni tika nashe tona kina tanuna anli.
And if the good man of the house isn't standing there to protect that door, he'll come right on in.
Vano mwanene toko ore ramurima aheme le ruvavo wira kapele le mukorowo, eyo no vira kukela.
And the good man of your house is your faith. Say, stay away. That's it.
Vano mwanene toko ore ramurima tiwame ni wanyu, mwire mukalota iwene, tiyeyo.
But now you watch a patient's heal with no ordinary less, it's an outstanding miracle. Which divine healing and a miracle is two different things.
Masivano muwehe mureto vunihiwe, voli malelea, waikale mwiri ire osu wanyea, yo wovoni hawa muluku ni mwiri ire tupili sovirikana.
Divine healing one thing and miracle is another thing.
Wovoni hawa muluku tuimosa mwiri ire tuikina.
But an ordinary run of divine healing, when the unclean spirits cast out a cancer devil, when it leaves the person, or say we'll take something so he can see more visible. I'll say the cataract.
Masi etune loyoli malele ya ovoni hawa muluku, okati roho yota kalenomu liwaya, shetona kankuru, okati enimuhi ya ya mutu, vano walanro eni re, ninroo kushetu imosa wira, ewereane yewoni hurata enesha, kinroa wira mwana nito.
What happened when that man, if you'll notice a blind person, I don't know whether they've ever had any here or not yet, cataract eyes.
Esheni irane yokati mulopwa nole, mamuwe havale mutu hinona, nkisuenle sintoko otoko kala na mosava walan nari. Lelo, maitwarina mwana.
I'll let him stand for a few minutes. Why? So that shrinkage begins to take place.
Kino muhi ya weme lokati vakani. Muhawa sheni, wiro punya lopachere wira nea.
Tell him, come back, give us a testimony.
Kinimu alele wira hokolowe, enivaho na mwana.
Oh my, they can see wonderful. Oh my, just, I can see things, yes. What's the matter? Life is gone. The body of the cataract is shrinking.
Oh ulu, awa no wari ya ona vore eresha. Oh ulu, pahi, kini wari ya ona itu. Ayo, mio, mulatu enesheni, ekumi oroa, erutu ya mwana nito, eno punyala.
Well, they'll do that way for a couple of days. They say, oh, I'm getting so well. And after a while, they begin to get a headache. Don't feel so good. Get up the next morning, I'm losing my sight again.
Ahe, eni mwira siso mahiku manli anira. Oh, ko pachero kala sana. Ntonu virokati vakani, kuna pachero were iwa muru. Kanona sana. Ano venya melo ni mwaya. Ono kipwetea toona waka.
Some of them said, aha, you just worked up that bunch of holy rollers, got you worked up.
Akina nira, aha, nyua muteliwe murima pahi, ni kurunle na masantu upirikea na oteli ngeni murima pahi.
Don't you believe that? That's a lie of the devil. If you believe that, you'll go right back blind again.
Muhamini yeyo, iwo wote wa shetoni, muhaminiru yeyo, munotike lokala tohona.
But if you just hold on, say, no, Lord, I believe.
Masi mwaliparu ukwira, nari puia, kinamini.
Then what happens? That body swells for so long. It covers over that side again. That cancer in the body will swell. you become hurting and aching again.
Vano sheni niranea, erutwile no salelano kati wo wata, eno tielela thoona iwe. Kankurule mwerutu ni ono salelana, muno wereiwa ni munimona thoerea.
Then you'll get horribly sick, terribly sick. Wow, that big growth of dead flesh in you is laying there dead.
Nto muno wereiwa vote pesha, owereiwa vote pesha, mwahawa sheni, wipa iwo werutu yokwa mwanyuo, empanya ne avavo yokwene.
You go back to the doctor and you say, oh, that's nonsense. There's a cancer right there. I can see it. Sure it's there, but it's dead. Hallelujah.
Munotika metiku nuwonira oh etiruio o kala kankuru vavo vo kini were omona. Veke kayuri vavo masuhokwa. Hallelujah.
Now the bloodstream has to purify the body. Every time the heart pumps, it throws the blood around the body. And it picks up that infection.
Vano evire loye pome eha anore riherutu. Kulo katimurimo ntimakaya omvahe pome mwerutuni. Vano eyo eno panye yipe loyeyo.
Sure it'll make you sick. What if you had a chunk of meat hanging in you somewhere or long as a snake or something big around your finger and hanging in there and it was dead, that much dead meat hanging in you. And it's rotten.
Veke kai enimo kaliha ni mureta. Anki mwarina nipatu usha neetai eriene mwanyuoni puronlo. Wala yore kema ntokwe noa, wale tu yulu pale ntokwe katanyu, nto eriene vavo, na eriene yokwa, etai iyo yokwa eriene mwanyuo, vano intaka.
Of course your bloodstream has to keep that pure as it pumps through.
Ahe, veke kaivire loye upomianyu, ehano kali heyo yoloka, okati niviraya.
But there's the dead body, the thing hanging there, because the life is gone from it.
Masi yokale tu yokwa, etu yitomeyevo, okala wire kumiaya, yo kuma mwayeyo.
The power of God through faith drove it out. He's a demon, he has to leave.
Owere wa muluku mwahawa waamini yo sukuma. O shetwani, ohano kuma.
But the reason people's not instructed, they go away and give up, and that same devil standing right there to take over again.
Masi mwahaya atukanshuti hiwa. Awa no kuma kuhia. Nto shetona ene yole ompanya ne avava le wira kusheto.
When God tells you anything on this platform, through His Spirit, when He is under inspiration, don't you doubt that, or a worse thing will come upon you, He said.
Okati muluku no lelawe ni tupi tuva palataforma va, mwaerongu awe, vativa mupu shereo, muhioverieyo, ahiso etu yote potakale no uirani, oo himia.
For Jesus said, the life, the state of that man was 7 times worse than it was at the first place, is that right?
Maana Yesu himye wira mukale lo woki sere wa mutuo wari wote paimara tanuna pilu vika na waria yopachere wene. Ewe kekai?
When the unclean spirit went out of a man, he walked around in dire places, come back with 7 other devils.
Okati roho yota kale mukumia ya mutu, eyo yeta kasamotako ni kuo koluwa nashe tona kina tanuna anli.
So don't you disbelieve, stay right with it. Meet it from your heart.
Tivomu hikaloha amini mukale ni yeyo, mutune yeyo ni murimanyu.
No, sir, I'll not be moved. No matter how sick I get, that doesn't have nothing to do with it.
Mwire, nari mulopwana, nkinihi yereria. Atawira kingwere iwasai, eyo kerina nata niyo.
Then the first thing you know, you'll be getting clearing up. Everything will be all right then. See? It's dead.
Ntokati muhinupu elelanyu, munopache ropenua. So tene sino kala sananto. Mone, ehokwa.
The operation that the doctor would have taken from you, that same growth is laying in you with no life in it.
Oh, operasao meti kwa roa o kumiha mwanyuo, nipotanen londri mwanyuo, nihirine kumimemo.
You say life in it, Brother Branham, want to take my life. No, sir, that life is a separate life from yours.
Nyo munira, ekumimemo muna brana, nlo nino kumihe kumiaka, nari mulopwana, ekumiyo, ekumiova lana ni yawinyu.
I've just showed you that you are alive and become a being, and it's alive and becomes a being. And you're of God and it's of the devil.
Kino mala ruo ni herani wira nyuo mwe kumi, nto munkala yokala. Ni we kumi, ni enkala yokala. Nto nyuo mwamuluku, vano eyo tia shetwani.
You see what I mean? Demonology. Now you ought to see what that thing looks like when you stand and look at it.
Munone ntuna akuhimia, ushuta saa shetwani. Vano mwahano weha mote nlata na nae tuyo. Okati muneme la nyuira nwehe.
Oh, ma, I'm sorry. It's almost 3:30. I'm sorry. Look, friends. Oh, what this world needs.
Oh, ulu, kilevele liwe. Ehanlo pia iwora taru ni minutu miloko miraru. Kilevele liwe. Nkawehana patani. Oh, etulu mwenkulo ntuna aya.
I've been about 7 years teaching across America having these healing services. I just got a good notion of starting back across the country teaching the Bible and on demonology, how the people can understand what to do.
So vira yaka sopia katanapili, kishutiha kawa America, kikalana kamiteko ya saovoniha, kino mala rukala na suelelo uhira kipachere mulaponi, kimui shutiha ka Biblia, ni muhawa oshuta saashe toani, mota ato kanlia yosuela kasane tuyo uhira.
And that's the reason they go to these meetings a lot of times, and fellas, if you don't understand the people come out, and many times...
Ntomaha waiye yo awa nroa ya mituku manoia imara sinchene ni apatani, nyo mwahisu weleke sana, atwani morwa nto imara sinchene.
Now remember, that fellow that come and said he had a gift of divine healing, the gift of divine healing was in you if you got healed. It's you the one.
Vano muni mupuwe la mutula aruye kuira wira ahikala na yova haya ovoni hawamuluku, yova haya ovoni hawamuluku, ya arimwa nyuo vakala wira movoni hiwa, tinyuo mosene.
Any gift operates by faith. And no matter how much gift of divine healing I got, I believe it with all my heart.
Kula yova hembara muteko mwawamini. Nto atawira yova hakavi ya ovoni hawamuluku kirinaka. Miyo kaaminiru ni murima otene.
But you could stand here and if you haven't got the same kind of faith, it don't do you no good. I could pray for you for hours and weeks and months.
Masi mwamu ere okalavani, mwahikala nenamune mosaru yowamini, kenore ere lanitu.
It isn't the preachers with the divine healing. It's you that's got the gift of divine healing that believes in being healed.
Kahalale inuvoni hawamuluku, tinyuomuri na yova hayavoni hawamuluku. Munami nuvoni hiwa.
Because it's by faith, every operation of God is by faith.
Okala wira enkala mwahawo wamini, kule irelo ya muluku enkala mwahawo wamini.
The whole armor of God's by faith. We haven't got one natural thing of this world. Everything of the Christian church is a faith act.
Ikaruma sotene samuluku usinkala muhawo wamini. Hiyo kanrine etu yepatu yolumu enkula. Itu sotene se sekeresha e kiristu e irelo yo wamini.
Look at the armor of God. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness, patience.
Nkawehani ikaruma samuluku. Openta, ohakalala, muretele, ohiviru wapure, orera murima, uisu umalia, ererelo murima, ovilela.
Is that right? Everything's supernatural, nothing natural. So we don't look at the things natural because we're operating supernatural.
Ewe kekai, so tene sovika nepatu, atetu yepatu. Divo, kaniwe haituse yepatu, okala wira ninira mwasovika nepatu.
And the only way we can base it is faith is on what God said was the truth and we look at the unseen.
Ntonamune mosa pahi ni kanya hulipihere yeyo waamini. Timwaele muluku himalia wukale kekai. Nto hiyo ni wehele hinonea.
And we call those things which are not as though they were, like Abraham did when God did. Amen.
Nininiha naituye si kanle, ntokosa kanle, ntokwa barahamu irayawe kwakela. Amen.
Abraham called those things which was not like God did as though they were. Being 100 years old, staggered not the promise of God through unbelief.
Abrahamu ihane tuye saha kanle, ntokomu luku si irayawe, ntokosa kanle. Arinene yake mia kamuhove nrenatira muluku mwaha wohamini.
I can just imagine that, couldn't you? See, Sarah, get up in the morning, God said, Abraham, to Abraham, you go to have the baby.
Kamuere otokelela yeyo, nyoka mwawerea, omona saro venya vosi isu, muluku irale, Abraham, kwira, Abraham, munoro okala na mwana.
Sarah, God said, how you feeling, Sarah? This is a mixed multitude, but listen.
Sara kuvenya kwira, munona sai Sara, ola mutitiwota kanshi ya masingwiriane.
No different. Well, glory to God, we're going to have it. Go get the bird eye and the pins and everything, get ready.
Kivavirikane, ahe, avuwihiwe muluku, ninoro kalana, muroema tumekuoya ifaralta, ni malu fineti, ni tusotene, mwilika nyihe.
All right, another month passed. Sarah, how you feeling? No different.
Varera, kuvira mweri mukina, Sarah, munona sai, kivavirikane.
Year passed. Sarah, what about it? No different. 10 years passed. No different. 25 years passed, no different.
Kuvira mwaka, Sara munkile elani, kivavirikane. Kuvira yaka muloko, kivavirikane. Kuvira yaka miloko milini tanu, kivavirikane.
Abraham, instead of getting weak, he got stronger and stronger. He knows it's going to be more of a miracle all the time.
Abraham, hiyo tetea, oa tempo kala naikuru. Oa isuela wira waro kala shamwiri ire okati wotene.
Because he believed God, and he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief.
Okala wira ahimu amini muluku, nikamuhove nrenatira muluku mahawo amini.
He said, we're going to have it. One morning the womb of Sarah began to swell and little Isaac was born because Abraham believed God.
O irale, ninoro kalana, nto vosi isu mosa mirimani mwasara kupachera uncherere yamo, nto Isaki mwamu kani kuyariwa, okala wira Abrahamu, ahimu amini muluku.
And he looked at the things, as counted those things that was not as though as they were.
Vano, ahiwe haitu, kuhele laitu yesa hakanle, ntokosa hakanle.
Not by feelings, not by sight, you don't walk by feelings or sight, it's by faith.
Kahini mionelo, kahini uweha, koneti wa mamionelo wala wona, onkala mwaha wawamini.
And when God has pronounced anything, said whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive it, and hold on to it. God said, so it's got to be so. Amen. Demons.
Tokati muluku himayawe tupi tu irale, sotene simveke la nyumwa lompaka, muamini kiwira munimu akela. Vano mvarelele yeyo, muluku hime siso, ehano kala siso. Amen. Ashetwani.
Waamini atiti,
umwamini mwana. Waamini roho yo waria, oraru mamosa. Ashetona no tukumela, nana tampa no venya. Umwamini Yehova, ono
tukinyati. That's right. Oh my, certainly it is. Have faith in God. Look to him, don't you move, stay right there. God said so.
Tieyo, oh ulu. Veke kaitieyo, muamini muluku, muwehe keyowo, muhitikinyeye mukaleva avovo, muluku himyesi iso.
Demons, what are they? They're spiritual beings.
Nto ashetoni, awasheni, ao tokala muronhoni.
Now the doctor says, you got cancer, you got TB, you got cataract, you got pleurisy, you got this, it's a devil.
Vanome, meti kunira, mokala na kankuru, mokala ni lapaha, mokala na mwana maitoni. Mokala nereta aipumu, mokala nela. O shetwani.
It's a life. And behind that life is a spirit.
Ewe kumi, ntotuliwe kumi yo yokale roho.
How many knows and can see that a cancer, cataract, it's a spirit, got life in it.
Akavansuela ni angweri aona wira kankuru, mwana nito, okala na, ewe roho, erine kumi mwayeyo.
Well, nothing can have life without spirit, you see. So there has to be a life to operate that somewhere.
Ahe, kivwengwere okala nekumi ehirine roho, mone, tivo ehaan okale kumi wira ireye yonipuronlo.
Even that tree there has life in it. All the science in the world couldn't make one blade of grass. Did you know that?
Atabwiru ulevale wo okale nekumi mwayo. Siensi otena mulaponi kowenri opaka nikuku na malashi. Nyo mwanisu wela yeyo?
They make something look like it, but they can't find the formula of life. That's God's.
Awa mpake tuinkala mwayeyo, masikangwere upanya ntonyere owekumi. Owa muluku.
See, Jesus said to the tree, cursed be you. You don't have any fruit and you'll never have any.
Munona, Yesu ahire la mwiri, mutakaliwe. Kamurina atamu hokoroko, ni kamunro atokalana.
It passed back by, that's about 8 o'clock at morning, passed back about 11 o'clock as it's going to dinner.
Awa kuviravava le tikaka, yari ora yopi akatanataru vosi isule, kuvire tikake ora yopi akamulokone emosa.
Peter said, look at that tree. It's dead from the roots up. Why? Jesus rebuked the life that was in that tree, that was in the roots, and the whole thing died. Hallelujah!
Petru kuira, nkawehani mwirule, oho kopachera mitatharini. Maha washeni, Yesu ahipo pwele kumi yari mwirini ime, yari mitatharini, vano etuye otene kukwa. Hallelujah!
That same Christ can rebuke a cancer from the roots, and the whole thing will die.
Kristo ene yo woni weri omupopwela kankuru kuma mitatharini ntuetuyo tene ni mwokwa.
That tree was standing there just the same as it was hours before. But she finally the leaves begin to drop off. And then she the bark begin to peel off.
Mwirule wapwenya ne yavale siso ntoko wariaya iwora saadhinre. Masivano nane ya wira matakuru ya hipa cheromora. Vano nto nino ne ya nipapa tupachere watea.
And the begin to wear away. Day after day and week after week and after a while there wasn't even one speck of that tree left. Hallelujah!
Nto kuna pachero nyala, nihikuti nihiku, nisumana tisumana, nto kativakani kinahanla atani patusha na mwirule. Hallelujah!
Cancer, tumor, cataract or anything else will have to go when Christ speaks. He cast out devils.
Kankuru nipote mwana nito wale tupi itwikina ehano roa Kristo alavularu. Owa hiwa omula shetwani.
He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. Speak with new tongues, take up serpents or drink deadly things, will not harm them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Nuwohi mewira, mwansina naka anoo omula shetwani. Olavula ilavu lelosia, ovara inoa, walo uri aitusi niva kasindro wa wata kaliha ya uishatera matatareta awa no penua.
You love him? I'm sorry I kept you an hour here this afternoon sitting here. You love the Lord?
Nyo muni mpenta yoo kilevele liwe mwahawo uo pisiha ni wora ntero va ushe kuola mukila anteva. Muna apenta puya.
What's going to happen now if you accept Christ as your healer and believe in your heart that something has happened to you and you believe you're healed? Are you going to believe that you're healed?
Eshenin ro kumelela vano. Mamukupali ru Kristu ntokompenu shanyu. Ni wami ni murima ni mwanyu. Wira yo wira ni itu. Ni wami ni wira movoni hiwa. Munoro wa wami ni wira movoni hiwa.
Don't let the devil pin nothing else on you. Just keep on.
Muhimuhi eshetuanu keli hatu etuki na mwanyu wo. Mukelele koholo pahi.
Doctor say, doctor, how does it look? He said, why, it's still there. In your heart, you know what's happened.
Metiku, mwire. Metiku enlika na nisheni yeyo, owo nira, vano nlelo rivavo, murima ni mwanyu, nyuo munisuele tu iraneye, ha.
First thing you'll say, you wonder what happened to that thing, and say, look doctor, I'm going to tell you, here's what happened, Jesus Christ healed me. That's right, Jesus Christ healed me.
Na nanoru nira, nguhe, katuna kisuele sheni kumelele ne tuile, nto mwire, nkawehani metiku, kinroa uolelani, tile kumelele, Yesu Kristu ukivoniha, tieyo, Yesu Kristu ukivoniha.
All right, let's bow our heads just a moment. Brother Willis, would you come here just a minute, brother?
Varera, nroenu ura memirusa hukati vakani pahi. Muna wileti, muamueri orwava minutu mosa pahi muna.
Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the blood of Christ. And maybe sometimes that thy servant, Lord, doesn't use wisdom but speaking so long.
Vano, titi hawirimu, hiyo nini shukuru mahawe pomea Yesu Kristu. Ntokino imara sikina, murume anyu puya, konru melankili mahawe ola vulavanchene.
But I maybe feel like Paul that preached all night one night. A little fellow fell out of the window and got killed.
Masisi iso ki isona kantoko Paulu. Alale yohi uotene. Miravo mosaku moravachanela ni kukwa.
And that apostle with the word of God in his life went and laid his body over the boy. Life come in him and he lived again.
Ntomurum muole ni maswamuluku makalelo ni mwawe. Ahiro wakupiti here rutwawe vasuluva miravo. Ekumi kimuruela kukala tomukumi.
Dear God, I realize that the sunset of this great civilization is now setting. Way past spent, the middle of the day is gone, the evening shadows are falling.
Muluku utunea, kinona wira, omora we kalelo ya atuila yulu palevano no tepa. Vahosha sana, eriaria nihiku yovira, miutu tisamakari pisi no omora.
Great light is breaking forth from the kingdom of God. To take its place of this gross darkness coming on the earth.
Waria ulu palonoke la yo onkuma momwene ni mamuluku. Wiro kushopuru aya wae wiri pila yo malele nroa mulaponi.
God, I realize I'm getting older every day. Let me go, Lord. Give me strength. Help me to tell this great truth everywhere. Help us tomorrow afternoon that we'll understand more.
Muluku, kini suela wira kini mulu vala kula nihiku. Mukihie kirowe puia, mukivahe ikuru, mukikalihere olavuleke kaila yulu pale mapuro otene. Munikalihere melo shekua, wira ni yora teenesha.
Dear God, bless this little audience this afternoon.
Ntomuluku utunea, mureri hemutuku manola mwamu kanu shekuola.
Tonight when they gather in for the healing service, may every man and every woman get to one another and go to talk and say, now here's, don't have any more doubt.
Olelo hiu, au ya tukumana vale mwahawa muteko ovo niha, kula mulo pwana ni kula mutiana ompiere mukina epachero vanela iraka vano vaeri muhi hoverieto.
We understand where it comes from now. We know it's a devil and we know when he leaves he has to come at the command of God. He has to. God's done said so. He has to leave.
Hiyo nini suela sane ni kumaya ovano. No suela wiro oshetwani. Ni no suela wira a kumaka vale. Ohana wiwelelo ruma wa muluku. Ohana wiwelela. Muluku himiesi iso. Ohano kuma.
Then may they go out happy, rejoicing, claiming their healing. Nothing, let nothing stand in their way anymore. Just go believing.
Vano eroote eliwa murima etapaka ehimiaka wiro penu watiwawaya. Atetu ehikala atetu inati elelato eroe pahi ya aminiki.
God made this little church here and these cooperating churches have a revival after this meeting. Lord, that'll just pack it through and many hundreds of souls be brought into the kingdom of God. Granted, Father.
Ntomuluku, ekereshe la ya mukani vani, ekereshe ya sinkali heria, sikalane muhaka lali honu umala mutuku manola puia, otikele uiraneaka, ni minepa imia sinche ene siruhi we muamwene ni mamuluku, munivahe titi.
May men and women here from across the nations and other places, may they take the message back to their churches. May they have an old-fashioned revival. Grant it, Lord. Forgive us of our sins now. Help us to be your servants in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Wira lopo na natia nava ailapo sincheni ni mapuro makina ekushemu chake tikelaka mukeresha mwaya ni wire kalane muhakalali huwainamuna ya kalai munivahe puia munilevelele itampisa huvano munikali hero kala rume yanyu mwansina na Yesu Kristu. Amen.
I wonder while you're sitting here, is there a sinner in the building today who would say, Brother Branham, remember me in prayer, will you? Will you raise up your hand? Is there a sinner person? I don't.
Kireke mukila antene va okala na tampi mpani mulelo arua wira munabarana mukupuele mavekeloni munituna munituno venshantata okala mutuna mateka mionki.
God bless you, lady. Is there, God bless you, sir. You and you and you. God bless you. I wonder if you. Now this is to you.
Muluku ure riheni muhano okala muluku ure riheni mulopwana nyuo ni nyuo ni nyuo muluku ure riheni kireke nyuo vanoela tiawinyu.
See, I don't believe in going back in the audience. I don't criticize others who do it. I don't believe in going in the audience and trying to pull someone. See?
Mone, nkinku paluroa mpaka mutukumano. Nkini ulu melakina niira. Nkinku paluroa va mutukumano ni were romuruha mutu. Munona.
No man can come except the Father who's drawing him. See? That's right. You're just pulling him up there against his will. See?
Kavon were oroa ehikanle wira titia wanro muruha. Munona. Tieyo. Muno muruha vo pahi o ahitunne, munona.
But if God knocks at your heart, you're the greatest privileged person in the world. You just don't know how many people I've talked to.
Masimuluku amanava murima nivanyu, nyuwa mamutu ore eriwa shamulaponi, nyuwa kamusuenla tuakavi kilavula neaka.